Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Welcome Saturday night, Grudge Inc. What's going on in the world today? Nice and sunny. It's funny. Doing the show like at 7 o'clock out here. It's still sunny outside. Maybe it's dropped down to about 72-ish, if that. God, I love Southern California. Got a lot of things to get to. Real quick shout-out. To all my union brothers and sisters out there, happy Bloody Thursday. To all the union people out there, they know what today meant. Today was a struggle back in 1934, 80 years ago. And we are where we are today with our union because people sacrificed their lives and made it better for all of us. And happy 4th of July. Belated. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Hope everybody had a nice, safe evening. Fireworks, no trouble. Nobody going to jail. Nothing, all that good stuff. I'm waiting for my boys to come in because, you know, they're always late. Bumped into some people over the weekend, actually yesterday, about some off-the-record stuff we were talking about, so I can't mention any names, but they want to tell you it looks promising, and I just got to tell these guys that if they're listening, they said they would be. I hope they keep their word. I hope they're not just bullshitting anybody. because it'll come back at you. You know, your word is your bond. So we'll see what happens with all that good. I see Bow Down running around town with their streetcar, going to the liquor store and stuff like that. So I know they're probably looking for action tonight. We'll see what kind of trouble they get into. And real quick about our boy Sleep. I hope he's doing better. And I hope they're getting us up, getting situated down there in Alabama. And in case you guys didn't hear, I'm sure everybody has, our boy Sleepy's house burned down last week. And wish him the best. So we hope he's doing good. And he's got a new number now. And I didn't write that number down. So I'm hoping that he calls in tonight, gives us an update, and lets us know what's going on. Out here in Cali, they had somewhat of a grudge race up in Bakersfield last weekend. Kind of curious on how that went. Who went? How many cars they had? And I don't even know who put it on. So I'm just kind of curious on that. Maybe we get some people from around who went up there to call in. And maybe Bow Down will call in and tell us all about it. See what's going on. Race is coming up. We got business race coming up. July 19th. We got Little Tony's race coming up. We got Big Drag's race coming up. Tony's is, I think, the 26th this month. And Big Drag's is going to be on August 3rd. So be some races out in the Midwest to go to. Big Drag's race. I'm looking for my paperwork right now. But Big Drag's race is in Byron. I think... And Tony's is at 131, and I think Biz is at 41. I can't believe I remember all this stuff. Hopefully I got it right. As soon as I find my notepad. I got in late today. So I was screwing around on the computer and lost track of time. So I'm very unprepared. So I apologize for that. But as soon as we get everybody in, we'll see what's happening in the world. Let me see. Donald, I see you on the line. Hit your one button, brother. Donald, there you go. What's going on, brother?
Nothing. Just sitting at the garage over here, 34th Street by the beach. Hanging out, just
had the best seat in the house last night, huh?
Oh yeah, we always have a good seat, right? Everybody shows up. They do the family thing all day, you know, barbecuing at the houses, and we're over there on the Santa Cruz block, queuing and everything, and around. Right as soon as it starts getting dark, we come down this way about 9. They start the fireworks over here, so we had a front row seat, had the gate open, had the American. Fireworks music playing in the background, and they were reciting stuff from the preamble and stuff like that on the radio. And you know, a couple of friends are out here, and you know, just hanging out, doing the family thing, doing the harbor area. You know, every year what we do down here, have fun and hamburgers, hot dogs, 4th of July, baby. You know, so.
Hey, we were down at the baseball field, watched all the fireworks from there. We got down there at 12 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
And stayed there all the way till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing that they have that at the Cabrillo Beach down here. It's one of the things that the city of Los Angeles and the port sponsors for the community, not just for San Pedro, but for entire Los Angeles area. So we had a lot of people, you know, coming from out of town, which is great, too, because they need to get some gas and something to eat after they leave. And, you know, we see a little economic income here. And, during the holidays, which is good for town. So, you know, had a couple people block my back garage back here. I wasn't going nowhere or anything, so I had my hot rod parked in the back. But they just blocked the driveway, and there was like four cars blocking the driveway. I almost took their license plates off and switched them with the cars that were blocking. There was a Tahoe and a Kia and stuff, and I was going to change their license plates around, but I was like, nah, because I know I can get away with it, but there's always one guy that's watching upstairs, and he ain't going to let me get away with it in the long run. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So I didn't get down like that. So, you know, but my landlord, you know, she doesn't appreciate people blocking the back gate. They blocked her car in, so they put a couple of notes on the cars and you know. But that's just the way it goes, and people coming down there to have a good time, and I don't mind people coming down to have a good time. So, you know, we did that funeral blood run today for the longshoremen today. We went and met up in the cemetery over in Gardena and 190 at the cross street from where the old asphalt used to be. And Dickie Parker and John Knutson were the ones that were paying tribute today. We went to their to the grave sites over there in Gardena, and we had the longshoremen's motorcycle club. We had a bunch of bombs and lowriders and hot rods and classics and everybody in the waterfront has something different. So we're all over there paying tribute, and we had a pretty good procession. I think I ran about 20 red lights and all kinds of stop signs today, so it's not too often that you get to run red lights and stop signs, so.
Right. And get away with it.
Right in front of the cops, you know what I mean? We had the port police escorting us too, so it was a good thing. So we did a procession from Gardena back to town, went by the memorial down where everybody had the union walk this morning. They walked from the Wilmington Waterfront Park to the Harry Bridges Memorial right there by the Grinder Restaurant, by the Maritime Museum there. And then we came in after with the cars, and then we showed up at the park up there after. They gave us a nice dash plaque and everything, and Angel Blanco was selling some really nice T-shirts, so I got a couple T-shirts for my pop and hung up at the park for a little bit and talked to a couple people. Saw Councilman Buscaino, Janice Hahn, people from the port were up there, and they were up on stage, talking and
of course giving their little.
Oh yeah, they were right there. There was nobody around the stage though. You know what I mean? The only ones that were around the stage is just like their liaisons and their representatives and their the people that work for them. So of course I was there front stage, had a big black with white big lettering on the black backside of my shirt, Street Racers, real big, and they see me out there, and it's just a trip because they play the I See You But I Don't See You games. So it's all good. It's all good. It's just their demeanor. That's the way the politicians are. So I understand that's the way it goes. And that's the way it is. So we'll see how much they're smiling when we cut the gates open on Terminal Island and they come down and do their photo op down there while we're racing in the background and you're sitting in the tower doing the announcing. And they ain't going to be able to hear us anyways once we light the cars up,
Hey, listen to what I found out yesterday.
What's that?
Because, I always keep my ear low to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only 5'6", but... Pacific Avenue is going to be a two-lane road.
Yeah, they're calling it the Road Diet. That's what the name of the project is.
Going to be a two-lane road.
Doing that to ease congestion, they're saying, and also to put more left turn signals in, which brings me to the next question. Knowing that the community over here on the south end of town is close to the ocean, we have a lot of these... tsunami warning signs up around here. You see them all over the place on, the south end over here? Okay.
Yep.
Say, for instance, that we have a tsunami, that happens here, and we're expecting, the water to start to come over the cliffs and possibly come into the residential areas over here by Sunken City and all that. You're going to have thousands of people being put in danger because of the fact that there's only going to be one way to leave out of the tsunami-posted area. So now what they've done is they've presented the community with a public safety issue right there, and I don't know if they've really thought about that. Do you think that they looked at it from that angle there, Taylor?
No. No, I don't. Why? Because, trust me when I say this, you're going to see a bike lane on Pacific.
Yeah, there's going to be bike lanes. There's going to be two lanes, and then they're going to add bike lanes. That's exactly what they're doing.
Because everybody in Pedro is riding bikes. They got nowhere to go, but they're on bikes.
They've been.
And is this still part of Janice Hahn? Or has Joe Buscaino got to be involved in this now?
Well, I don't know who introduced this initiative for this project to get it to start rolling. I believe it's part of this other program called the Great Streets Program that the City Hall and the Mayor's Office has been pursuing within the city of Los Angeles. They have like these other grants called the Great Streets Initiative too. There's like different programs that they're doing. It just so happens that our area is getting developed quicker for some reason. I don't know the reason which the powers may be why we're, you know, our area is getting developed here on the south end quicker. I mean, but, you know, like I said, they've presented the community here on the south end of town with a public safety issue, you know, of turning these four lanes into two lanes only now, you know, and it's, I don't know if anybody's looked at it from that angle. I don't know if anybody's been to the Coastal San Pedro Neighborhood Council meeting and voiced their opinion on this, but next month I will attend, or actually this month I will attend the Coastal Neighborhood Council meeting and see where they're at with this particular project. I mean, they're doing the grading. It's over by the Beach City Market all the way down to like 14th Street, I believe, or maybe 12th Street. And Pacific, and they've done the grading. Today the city was out here today, so I think they put down new asphalt out here. They had the streets blocked off, so when I was coming down to my garage, I was taking the side streets. Hey, you should have seen everybody trying to leave town last night after the fireworks show. Pacific and Gaffey were packed, man, packed. And I was
because that goes to one lane.
Yeah, I know. Wait till it goes to one lane, and it's going to be even more congested, you know. You might have people potentially being discouraged and turned away from these particular events now because of the fact of the congestion that's going to be lane ahead after this project is completed. People are potentially going to be getting, you know, angry commute and how it's going to be crowded to get in and out. And they may not want to deal with this, you know, this issue now. So it's going to detour them from coming down here and economically purchasing gas and restaurants and whatever they're doing as they come down here. They come, you know, they buy their ice and their burgers and whatnot. And, you know, this might potentially turn some people away now. And they might not want to come here no more. You know, who knows?
You know, Gaffey's next.
Oh, yeah. There's the Gaffey Great Streets Initiative is just, the project is just beginning, and it's going to start on the 110 south, or the 110 exit south, right up to the bridge there, and it's going to continue, I believe, to 13th and Gaffey is the first phase of the redevelopment that they're going to be doing there. They're trying to get it to go north underneath by Leland Park down there. I don't know if you've seen that petition that I put up, but Leland Park is... Leland Park is going through a bunch of developments right now. Los Angeles Dodgers are sponsoring the baseball field down there, so they're getting a brand new landscaping done, and they're getting red dirt fields, and they're going to get a home run gate put up for it, and it's going to be a contained little league field that's going to be redevelopment sponsored by the Los Angeles Dodgers. But right below down there on Gaffey, you know, those palm trees are blocking the sidewalks while the dirt that's down there, and it's making it impossible for, like, women with strollers and regular everyday stakeholders to walk.
It's all coming apart.
Yeah, so what they're trying to do right now, a woman by the name of Debbie Rouser is on the Leland Park Advisory Board, and she's has this petition. I don't know if you've seen it, but I've been posting it, and it's a petition to the mayor for this Great Streets Initiative so they can, you know, develop that end. Since they're doing the streets, they might as well hit that end too. You know what I mean? Don't go leave that place untouched over there. You know, it's just, it's a politics game. You know how it is, Tail. You know.
You know, so. It's too bad that all that stuff's happening like that? Because I think our people are just, they're fucking this town. They should have left this town alone. Go help where help is needed. But you know what? They keep building condos here that they can't sell. So they're going to go through all this stuff, waste all this money, or what? How about helping the homeless out?
Yeah, you know what?
How about spending some money for them?
That's what's happening right now. The Central Council is undergoing some new elected board members that are going to be seated this Tuesday at the council meeting, and one of the big projects that a lot of the board members have been voicing their opinions on is the homeless issues that we have here in San Pedro, and what we want to do to take action to help out our community. And this brings me back to our project with the project on Terminal Island, the Raceway. Okay, and this is one of the things that I keep continuing to regurgitate and tell these people about, because not only will that place benefit the city and county of Los Angeles, it'll benefit the surrounding communities. That money there, we can use that to put back into the community. And I've been saying this over and over and over and over again. We have to embrace the car culture community, not only here in San Pedro, but the entire city of Los Angeles and the harbor area. You know, we open up this raceway, we generate funds, we put them back into the community, because right now a lot of the things that you hear from these community leaders, we don't have the money, we don't have the funds, nothing's available. Okay, well, let's create something that we can generate the funding. You know and I know that a good grudge match race with guys invited from all over the United States to come out here in California and race the sea air will generate a tremendous amount of income to bring to the community here and, you know, to help out. And these are, you know, these are the things that we always talk about, man. I mean, they have to, you know, start looking into other areas and perhaps give other people a try at some of these projects that they want to, you know, kick in. We got a lot of people in town that are racers. We're racers. We have cars. You know what I mean? We have stuff. And some of the guys, after the track closed down in 94, 95, they sold their cars. And you know that they will buy cars or build cars when we open back up again. I know that. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's a lot of these things are all tied into everything all the time. I hate to, like, keep coming around circle and having to bring these issues up again, but, you know, it's tied in. We need to embrace it. We need to continue moving forward with this Terminal Island Raceway. That way we can generate these funds and we can perhaps own a building or run a building here in town and offer services for the homeless people. You know how many people, approximately how many people we have in town that are homeless off the bat? Take a guess.
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
How many beds do you think we would potentially need to, you know, start moving forward with progress to solving the homeless problem here in San Pedro? What do you think?
I would say at least 1,000.
No, that's real high.
Well, that's high?
Yeah, that's way too high.
Because you go along underneath the bridge by the freeway, it's like a whole city underneath there.
Yeah, I know. And over by the Peck Park area, you got people that live in the new Welcome Park area. I was in this meeting the other day. They did a homeless stand-down count, and there's approximately, for us to solve the problem, or not to solve it, because some of these people have mental issues that can't be dealt with, and some of these people plain don't want to be over, they don't want a roof over their head. But if we had a facility that we can take care of them, give them the resources, clean them up, get some showers prepped, start by putting dignity back into their life again, and making a move forward. If we had a facility with about that can house about 100 people, we would put a tremendous impact in the area. They did a stand down and a count the other day, and they looked at about 100 people that, you know, need help. And you know, man, come on, Taylor, one good grudge race event, how much money could we make in one weekend? Come on now.
Quite a bit.
And maybe you know, if we continue to keep moving forward and we're successful at opening up this raceway, these people, you know, the politicians might come in and say, hey, this was a great idea that we had, huh? Yeah.
Oh,
great idea.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, Donald?
What's that?
Some of these homeless, believe it or not, are military veterans.
Yeah, big
Vietnam
time.
Vet. That just finally, you know, everything ran out, couldn't get no help. And that's the sad part. You get these guys that are fighting for our country, for our freedom, and when the minute they come out of the military, it seems like they can't get casted away. Like you're nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the part that maybe we should do this from a different angle. I think we need to find somebody who's military family and get them on board with your project and put some money towards them. Hey,
yeah,
Donald, hold on real second real quick.
Go ahead.
Big Wheel, you there, babe? Big Wheel. I'll leave his mic open. He's probably on mute. But you know what?
Yeah, I was on mute.
I think
mute.
That's
I'm sorry about that.
On.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, Big Wheel?
What's happening? Y'all got a good conversation. I'm just listening. How y'all
doing? All right, Matt.
All right. We could,
You know, Will, I got to tell you this. The city of Los Angeles is so fucked up because they want to spend money making left turn lanes instead of addressing the poverty problem, the homeless problems, the VA problems, and this is what we're stuck with here. Let's make our roads look real nice so the rich and famous can drive real nice and smooth without bumps. And our war veterans, we just cast away. See, I'm not with that, man.
Well, don't take it personal. It's not just California. It's all over. Politicians are, I don't know what they're thinking about. I guess how easy it is to spend money, I don't know. It's all over. It's not just there.
You know what I think it is, Will? It's like this, Will. I'm going to give you, Will, $2 million if you agree to this project, but I'll give you $1.5 million if you don't. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
The almighty dollar. This street that we're talking about has had dual lanes since I was a kid.
Really?
And now, in 2014, and I'm 52 years old, now in 2014, they decide we need left turn lanes. Now, yeah, you know, it's a little bit of a problem, but when you drive down that street, you know to stay in the right lane so you didn't get caught up behind nobody. See, these people don't live here. They don't drive on these streets. They have no idea how to do it. They just go out there. That's a pain in the butt, but we deal with it. All that money can go someplace else. I'd rather wait a couple lights to make my left turn and put somebody else up with a meal or a place to sleep. You know, it's just so screwed up, man. It makes me nuts.
There's been new board members that have been elected to the Central Council now, and like I said, one of their main focuses that you hear their aspirations from different board members are the homeless issues that are going on, and like, you know, like the gentleman was saying, it's not just here in town, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? So collectively working as a community and looking for ways to impact us so we can generate the revenue to help our community is what we have to continue to look for. And like I said, and like you know, and other grudge racers out there know, grudge racing events are real big. You know, the waterfront, Port of Los Angeles, has that rally car race coming up next month, I believe, the Red Bull-sponsored rally race. And they're boasting and bragging and, you know, this is going to be a good thing. And, you know, we can't wait for this event. Okay. It's
Where's this going to be at?
It's going to be down at Outer Harbor by the Lane Victory.
That wait, they're going to have a race on our streets?
They're going to have, no, it's on that closed property down there. You know that, you know where Kaiser Point, where the Sansonia blew up?
Right, right.
Right there. They laid out some asphalt some time ago when they put the Lane Victory warship out there. They laid some asphalt out there, and so that that place has been, ships have been calling that place too, and there's been jobs that, you know, longshore jobs out there, porters and whatever, and so that area, Red Bull's coming in, and they're bringing these, it's called Global Rally, and a bunch of the cars, I believe, are Ford Focuses, and they have modifications and stuff done to them, kind of like Pikes Peak drifting cars, you know, and whatever, you know.
Right.
So there's an event that's going to be coming next month out there to Outer Harbor 55, and it's going to fall on, let me see here, I believe it's coming in August. No, it's going to be in September. The 19th of September, the Red Bull Rally is coming over here. And like I said, it's kind of like, I don't know, you could say it's a slap in the face for us because we've been pursuing the port to open up this raceway for us. But yet, you know, they're moving at the pace that they move at. And in the meantime, they're going to, you know, fast forward a rally car race because of a big name like Red Bull that's going to be involved. Again, back to the money and back to, you know, what they deemed see fit because of the fact that some big corporations could come in with big dollars and do things, you know. So we could say it's kind of a slap in the face to us, but also what we're going to do is we're going to use that to our advantage because if the port is acceptable to this kind of automotive venue that they're going to be having, why wouldn't they be in acceptance to our particular program back to the island again? Hey, have you seen the dirt on the island going away little by little?
Yep.
Yeah, they're chipping away at it, you know what I mean? So in the meantime, you still got the street racers in Los Angeles still street racing, you know. You got them all over the place doing their thing, and it's just a way of life for, you know, the guys out here. And that's just the way things go. And, you know, they're out there trying to do it as safe as they can and as organized as they can do it. And until they're facilitated here locally, they're going to continue to stay on the streets. And you know what? And even when we open and do, and we are successful with the track, it's not going to stop anyways, you know, but it'll give an option to go some places to go, you know? So I know Fontana had that the street drags, street legal today, and then tomorrow's test and tune. Tomorrow, you ever go to a Fontana test and tune?
When's that?
Tomorrow.
Oh, no, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, I was on their website earlier today and just checking out. They charge $50 for test and tune sessions over there. So.
Yeah, I wish I would have known about it because I'm going to be taking the motor out of the car.
Yeah, you say you're going to put a
I'm going
LS1
turbo charge, car. Baby.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going turbo.
Uh-oh. We're going to take out the passenger seat so you can put all the equipment in there then. Yeah, pipes and everything running inside there. It's going to look like a freaking reefer from the waterfront, man.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do it without the intercooler because that thing's going to be so damn light anyway.
Yeah.
If I make too much power, I'll just blow the back tires out.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll try it this way first. And if it doesn't work the way I want it to, we'll bust out that old intercooler.
Hey, you don't get involved with
that way.
You don't get involved with Verona down at Steve Sherman. They throw that match race madness. You see that stuff?
Yeah, I actually got something on Facebook. They invited me down. And there was somebody who wanted to race the Vega.
Well, they're looking for the particular times to where the races would be even races. That's why I took my I threw my gasser into the hat too, something that runs 820s, you know, in the eighth mile. I'll be willing to go down and race somebody that runs 820s on my, you know, my gasser, but I haven't got any replies back from the Match Race Madness crew and Steve Sherman, but they were out at Irwindale Thursday, and a handful of cars showed up over there, and I heard there's pretty good races. You know, Santos Rosales, he's got that little a turbocharged import. I think it's a Toyota Corolla, I believe. It's a little gray one. It's real quick, fast car, man. He's a hell of a driver too. He was out there.
It runs like 560s, doesn't it?
Yeah. That thing's quick, man. They had that car out there, and they had there was a yellow Vega out there too, man. I don't know what the guy's name is, but it's a pretty nice car, man. It's a big tire car. There's a Malibu out there, and a couple other cars that were out there running, and some Fords, and you know, and what they were doing is they were out there they called it the Match Race Madness warm up at Irwindale.
So I got it.
I was looking at postings that you know, Jim Israel put up, and he was showing pictures of the cars and stuff like that. They were out there. It looked like they had a pretty good crowd out there that night to come and see it. Unlike the week before when we were out there, man, it was dead, man. I mean, shit. It was really dead. I mean, some of the big guys were out there hanging out, like Bronco and Gary and them, but they were just hanging out watching. They didn't even have their cars out there, you know? So everybody was
out there. The guy that hit me up on Facebook wanted me to come down. He asked me how fast my car was. I told him I didn't know.
Did you ever go run up there?
Huh?
You ever go to Barona and race down there?
No, I've never gone down to Barona. But he told me to take it to Irwindale. And I told him, I said, no, I don't run to Irwindale because it's got too many dips.
Yeah, you're going to scrape the bottom of your headers off, man.
Yeah, I've already done that. So that's why I don't go to Irwindale anymore. So wow. I mean, I can go down there with, like, a small car and run whatever they want me to run.
Yeah, it gets hairy on the top end of that eighth mile right there at Irwindale, but turn it into a gasser, man. Come on, mine don't scrape. My gasser don't scrape.
You know what the problem is with my car?
It's heavy?
Is the butt fuck who did my exhaust. The guy who did my exhaust.
Yeah.
He made the two tubes that came down, they sit below my rim. And when you look at the front of my car now,
yeah,
it looks like a slot car. You know the two little metal things that hang down to hit the track?
Yeah.
And every time I look at my exhaust, I want to go out to that place with a baseball bat. And I'm just so... So, go back to the small block, put a turbo on it, have a nice day.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited about this turbo, though. I was talking to Chad the other day, and I called Worm, and we were talking about which way to go, and motor, and so I'm kind of excited about it now.
So how long is your car going to be down for?
Well, I'm gathering parts now.
Well, when is it going to be down? That way I could call you out. You know how it works around here.
The car will never be down.
Hey,
the car will never be down.
As soon as your car's broke, I was down over here, what happens? The blood's in the water, right?
Hey, listen, all I got to do is slap the 406 back in it. That car's good. It's good. It's good with the small block.
Yeah.
It's good for 980s.
Yep. Put your... You can put your the Pink's All Out motor. Put that special back in there. Put the Pink Special in there.
Man, I wish I still had that motor.
Put the Pink Special in there and put the arm in the trunk.
That motor grenaded courtesy of Kenny Snow.
He stretched out the rods pretty good on that one, huh?
He cracked the block on that one.
Well,
he was chasing points. And for everybody listening, just to catch you up, Kenny Snow's the guy I bought my Vega from. And Kenny had another Vega, and I don't know what happened to it, but something, he didn't have the car. So I said, well, just use my car. He says, oh, man, I appreciate it. Thanks. Well, at the time, my car had a Turbo 350 in it with the reverse manual valve body. His car had the Power Glide. So which way do you think he shifted when he came out of first?
Forward?
He went straight into neutral. And then tried to pull it back into low instead of clicking it down a couple gears. But, I'm going to get all rattled because I was thinking about that, too.
Hey, but if you want it to go out in style, at least a guy like Kenny Snow, it went out in style because he's a badass racer out here, you know?
Yeah.
We'll look at it from the positive angle right there. You know, you go
out.
He'll
be first on the hit list.
Do it right. You know? So.
But it's all good. Yeah, that turbo motor is going to work nice, man. I've just been figuring the horsepower out and right where I want to be with that, and the car and the weight. It should run real good.
So now you're going to have a nice big block for sale, huh?
Yeah, and the thing is, talking to Chad and talking to Worm and, Chad's putting his new car together right now.
Ooh,
and I don't think it's going to happen this year, but we're gonna try and make it out next, I don't know, maybe down to Hattiesburg next year or catch one of the races somewhere next year.
He's coming
with
another
cars.
Another Mustang or a different car?
Who?
Chad.
Oh, he's got an 05 Mustang.
Oh, okay. Is that green one? Is it the green one?
No, that one he sold.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then Worm's got his Mustang. And we're trying to bring Jimmy Grace out with us. A few other guys. We'll see if CPR and Bow Down want to go, too. I know they've been talking about going. I don't think they want to go just by themselves. I think if we're all going, you know, they'll jump in with us.
Yeah.
You should come with us too, Donald, man. Some good people down there.
I would love to go, but I would love to take a car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you can tow my car. Yeah, there you have it. Now you're taking a car.
Oh, man, we're over here. We've been working, hard on my love truck. So, we're coming around the corner with this thing. So. It's almost in full roller. We're on the brakes and a couple more tubes on the cage inside, but the majority of it has been completed, and we're moving little by little. But
you know that love truck would fly with a big block in it.
Yeah, but my wallet does not have big block money in it. That's why I run small block stuff, you know what I mean? I'm just looking for consistency, and I know big blocks are consistent, but if I was going to put a big block, I'd just pull this 427 out of this Al Camino that we have here, We got a 12-inch 427 sitting right here, but no, it's already set up for the small block, and we're going to leave it that way, and we're going to come out and have fun when it's done and travel around. That's one of the things I think I would like to do is travel to different places, and check out other places and just to go have fun, get out there. So.
Well, I'll tell you, man, the hardest part about going to a grudge race is which one to go to.
Yeah, I know. I watch a lot of...
They're all good places to go. That's the tough part. I like to go into maybe, Chicago or out that way. I've already been to Detroit, been to Mississippi, maybe go down into Boom's neighborhood, Louisiana. I mean, it's just like, and then you don't want to insult nobody either by going to one person's race and not somebody else's.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch a lot of the stuff on the pages and stuff like that, and it always it's always exciting to see those grudge racers back east and, you know, up there in Detroit and all that kind of stuff. And man, they got some nice cars. They run hard, and they got a lot of talent out there, man. They got a lot of talent, you know. And they're just wicked, man. These turbo cars, man. That's a whole different ballgame right there, you know. So.
Dude, I gotta tell you, man. I've said this on more than one occasion. I think the one racing I like seeing is the Chicago versus Detroit. I'm telling you, I mean, they all like each other, but when they're on a track, it really is, man. It's a Hatfields and the McCoys. There's no love lost between those two cities, man.
Time for business.
They don't like each other in drag racing, in basketball, in hockey, baseball. They just hate each other when it comes between those two.
And
it's good to watch. It's
football.
A show, man.
That's well, place to be is Chicago, July 19th at Beers Race. It's going to be popping, guys.
Yeah.
Oh. Will, am I lying about the Hatfields and McCoys with Detroit and Chicago?
No doubt. No,
man.
<that's> true.
When I was in Milan, when Chicago came out, I was just like, oh, my God. These guys can kill each other, man. And they came to Detroit. Running their mouth, and these cars, when I tell you, Donald, these cars are absolutely beautiful cars, too.
Yeah.
Not only fast, I mean, these are some beautiful cars, dude.
They look nice. I mean, I'm a sucker for, like, Regals and Cutlasses and stuff like that. I like those cars, you know what I mean?
You got a ton of them.
Yeah, I know. They're all over the place over there. I mean, we got guys out here doing those, too, over here in California, probably all over the United States. They're either low-riding those things or they're racing the shit out of them. You know what I mean? And I like those Regals and all that kind of stuff, you know? I even trip out on that guy Dog, man. What does he run, like a four-door Cutlass or something like that?
Who's that?
That guy Dog. He runs like a four-door Cutlass or something, don't he?
Willie Dog?
Yeah. And don't you have a gray four-door or something like that?
No, I don't think... Does he, Will? He's in and out of so many cars, driving so many cars.
Yeah.
I don't even know which one's his.
He has a
Camaro, but he was campaigning for my four-door car.
Yeah, that four-door. Those things are wicked, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see. If you think that car's wicked, you should see the Cadillac in Chicago. That's a wicked car.
Did I see that one? Is it a four-door big body one?
It's a Broham, I think. Is that right, Will?
Yeah. Four-door, sunroof, really nice, fast car.
Dude, this car's like about 20 feet long. If you give this guy cards, you'd be able to give him one, because if you give him more than that, he's going to be halfway down the track. That fucking car is bad.
You can make
God, is that thing bad.
You make stuff like that run fast, you got a lot of thinking going involved, and that's what intrigues me, man. That trips me out, you know what I mean? I like to see boats. I like to see those big boats take off, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kale, you already see about them guys down there in Texas, what they doing? I know Danier and Fine Time supposed to be racing at 10 o'clock. I guess it's past 10 down there. I don't know what's the result.
Oh, no. I didn't. Oh, is tonight's Atomic Dogs race?
It's the Grudge.
Is that where they're at?
Or whatever. Yeah, in Texas.
No, I haven't got any results on that.
We will get somebody down coming in. Can we get somebody on?
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know who went down there. That's a place I'd like to go to, is Texas too. Now, are they going to keep that thing up at 41, Will? That north and south?
Yeah, that's what's coming on the 19th, July 19th. The south invades the north.
Did they get that whole thing situated about the 8th mile, quarter mile stuff?
Yeah. Well, both of them are going to be available. You know, you run whatever you want to run. You want to run the 8th, you run the 8th. You want to run the quarter, you run the quarter. They got a guy, some professional guys coming out to prep the track from ding to dong. So, supposed to have a good track and everything. So far, it looks like the weather's going to be okay. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to those conversations on the shows because, you know, I'd go back and listen to them. And, yeah, I get what Uncle Larry was saying, man. It's like the American League and the National League, you know, in the World Series. If they go to the National League park, there's no DH because they're in their house. When they go to the American League side, you got the DH. And I get what where he was going with it. I kind of agree, though, man. I think home field advantage should be home field advantage.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The only problem is you have to take in consideration those guys in the South do not have a track to test
right
for a quarter mile. You know, some of them 500 miles away from a quarter mile track to test, so they just can't do it, you know, so... I do understand and respect that part.
No, I agree. I see that side of it, too. I do. I mean, I understand what they're saying. You know, and those cars are going kind of quick. But still would be kind of nice just to see what the South could do in a quarter mile. I think they could do it. I think they'd be okay.
Yeah.
I, you know, I still think quarter-mile racing is quarter-mile racing. That's what drag racing is.
That's true.
Let me get old Shake and Bake in here real quick. Shake and Bake!
What's going on, Teo?
What's going on, Daddy-O?
Oh, man, I just locked up the shop. I'm tired, sore. I need Cadillac Joe to send me one of them midgets, or you send me some of them Chinese girls. Oh, man. What's going on? Who we got on the show tonight?
Hey, man. Hey, well, we got Big Will. And Donald just fell off. But he'll probably be back in.
Who?
Big Will.
Oh, how you doing, Big Will?
What's going on, Shay? How you feel,
buddy? All right? I'm sore and everything, but my pocket's a little heavy on one side.
There you go.
Ain't nothing
that's
wrong
what,
with that.
That's what it's about.
After I pay a few bills, then maybe I can buy something for the race.
Hey, Shake, I text you on your birthday.
When was that, last month?
No, I text you on the 1st, on your birthday.
I got it. Thanks, bro.
But I figure you got the Chinese women... Because I haven't heard from you in 3 days. So I figure you got the Chinese women there.
No, guess what? I had to go to court on my birthday for that kid that broke in my car.
Yeah.
I had to go to court that same day. I was in there all...
How'd everything go?
All day for nothing. All day.
Are you kidding?
8 o'clock in the morning I left out there about 2:45 that afternoon. and all they did was wave it over for trial.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. Will, I caught a kid breaking in my van trying to steal it a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And he scared me, and I scared him, and I held him down for an hour and a half until the police got here. An hour and a half, Will.
Wow.
Wait, before you do that, man, tell him who else he was on the phone with.
Don't bring that up, man. Don't make me.
Come on now.
Hey, Will, I'm holding this guy down, man, trying to hold it. I took the screwdriver out of his hand and hold it to his neck. So don't move. I grabbed my phone, what? Trying to dial 911, and guess who I called? Teo.
Who?
I called Teo in California, 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't win for losing. Like he was gonna be Mr. Super Cop and come way over here and rescue me.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Big Will, wow. That just shows you I'm number one in this top five.
Right, yeah.
Hey, the way the police system is here, you probably would have got him before the cops would.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half. Wow.
Man, this kid was 23 years old, and out here stealing cars. And, Will, the bad part about it, the car don't even start up.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was one of the dumb criminal awards he just got.
Right. He went in. Hey, but I'm telling you, we had a car in the backyard that hadn't started up in 3 years, and somebody stole it. They drove away with it too. We didn't know
really?
How they did it. Yeah.
What?
Oh man.
They fixed to steal it. Yep. We found it about 2 days, 3 days later. We found it. It was still starting up. We was impressed. So it was working
man.
To us.
Hey, you should have bought him the title and 3 gallons of gas.
right. Keep it moving.
It's yours, man.
So, Will, I got to tell you a little about that night.
Oh,
Shake's got me on the phone, and he's got the guy choking the other dude out. He's like, go ahead and move, man. And he goes, the guy's trying to say how sorry he is. Shake, poor Shake, man, he was the judge and jury. You weren't too sorry when you were trying to take off in this car now, were you?
Wow.
It got so bad. Well, I told Shake, put me on speaker. I got some things I want to say to him.
Oh, my goodness.
Will, now you got to forgive me, Will. I ain't have nothing else to do but hold him down for an hour and a half. What can I do but talk and lecture to this guy?
Right,
he telling me all kind of stuff, man. I was still in the car. I need to feed my family. And then he tell me he adopted. He's staying with his aunt. And he build computers. I said, well, man, if you build computers, I got a computer in here. A desktop need to be fixed. Oh man, don't call the police. Don't call the police. I'm already on probation. So you did this before? No, man. The police chased me. You was in somebody's car when the police chased you. You jumped out and fled and lose. Man,
wow.
I seen his rap sheet. He got a rap sheet longer than both of my arms.
Right. And 23 years old.
And I'm on the phone telling him, man, just get that chain, wrap him up in that chain, put it to the trailer hitch and drive him around town. Oh, man, no, you don't want to do that. Yeah, we do. We going medieval.
I was tripping that night. I dialed Payo's phone number by mistake. I couldn't see the phone. I holding him down and trying to dial 911 and call Payo.
Oh, yeah. Will, Shake, I love you, brother, man. I wanted to say that real quick.
Ah, sure. Let me get my stick out.
But it's just 911. Man, you done dialed 10 digits to get a hold of me.
But my phone, I got two locks on it, both of them for the old lady. So I got to hit all them locks before I can turn it back on, and then the screen don't show up. You know, it's a touch screen. You can't see it real good. Plus, I didn't have my doggone glasses. So I was all fucked up, man. I was all fucked up.
That was funny, though.
Take a break. Anybody doing any racing?
I think everybody's preparing to go to the track.
When?
Shake, have you heard anything happening down in Texas tonight?
Well, I just got off of Larry's Limb show, and they said that it was some rain going on down there. But they were still trying to find out if they did any racing or not. They was waiting on a call back. Because, you know, they had the first national.
It rained yesterday, but it don't supposed to rain today.
Okay.
I'm going to click over and try to call one of my buddies down there. Diane and them down there in Ground and Pound. So I'm going to call one of them. I click back over in a minute and see what I find out.
Okay. Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Jeff in a bit and see what's going on.
Hey, Shake, have you talked to Sleep at all?
Man, Sleep has called me just about every day since this didn't happen, man. You talking about reach out and touch? Man, he have called me just about every day except for today.
I gotta figure out where to send these flip flops.
I got all the address you need if you need to send it. But we need to find out his shoe size. Sleepy might have a size just like Shaq. Yeah, but he's bouncing around from hotel to some friend's house and trying to find a place steady and comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Well, I just I got to send these flip-flops out to him, man. He's got to be in kickback mode when he goes to business, right?
He's supposed to send me a picture of the disaster, but he got a lot on his mind right now, so I ain't worried. He'll get to it in time.
Did he get the truck out of the garage?
Well, they don't have a garage. They got like a car porch, and the truck was way behind the car porch, so it didn't get damaged. So thank God for that. It didn't get damaged. So, but I didn't like the fact that he mentioned to me he might have to sell it, and if we can come up with some money and help him, I don't want him to sell that truck. That means he got to start over from pure scratch.
No, he ain't selling that.
Well, he said he got a sale for the engine.
He's got what?
A sale for the engine. He got a sale for the engine already. And he said the truck, if he got to sell a truck, he got to sell a truck. And I don't want him to do that.
Now, is this truck an S10 or is it a Chevy Love?
What's the difference? The Love was the old one.
S10 is from the 70s.
I think it's
S10. I think they stopped making the Love like in the early 80s, maybe.
Yeah, it's S10.
It's S10?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yeah, I hate to see him get rid of that.
Well, if things work out for him, which I know it will, because you know how God is, hopefully he don't have to sell the truck. But sometimes these insurance companies take a while before they decide to settle, or send him some money. But he don't have a problem with where he got to stay at right now. He can either go back to the hotels, or he got a friend of his wife that he can stay at.
Okay.
So long as he's getting up in the morning going to work, he good.
Well, that's
I remember
I'm glad everyone's okay with that whole thing. You know, I'm glad everybody's all good. That's the most important thing.
It could have been worse when somebody got burnt and killed. So you got to count your blessings. Because I remember days when I used to have to sleep in my car. And me and my wife in the front seat and the kids in the back. It wasn't a good sight.
Boy, an old sleep boy. He's just in good spirits always.
Ain't he though? He ain't crying about nothing.
I'd be on my second box of tissues.
Oh man.
Oh, good for him, Al. I hope everything works out for him.
We're going to have the benefit for him at Biz's race on the 19th. So he's going to be here on the 19th, and he's going to stay until the 26th for Lil Tony's race.
Oh, good.
So he gets to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, he might go for the trifecta and stay just another week and go to drag race.
Trying to get his boss to let him off for them 2 days. So that's what I like about having my own business. I'm the boss.
Might have to go out on stress leave. I'll write him a note. I'll tell his boss he's got a vision problem. He doesn't see himself coming to work.
Right, he didn't see all that money you gave him to pay me back, $3,500.
I didn't know there was another dude that looks just like him.
See, we should find that other Sleepy and send him to work, and let Sleepy come down here and stay for 2 months.
Exactly. See, they'd be able to take all kinds of time off. Sleepy with his mini me. Matt, I'm glad he's doing all right, man.
You talked to Tyson lately?
I was just going to ask you, where's that knucklehead been?
Man, I don't know what's going on with him. You need to give him a call because he probably got a lot of work because my work been picking up too. I've been having to
get him on the phone right now.
Hit him up, man. He might answer. He might be trying to put that car together. I don't know.
Oh, well, we're going to stop that right now. It's about us right now.
Yeah.
In fact, he might be in the bush with the Chinese women. He might have intercepted your Chinese women.
He better leave my Chinese women alone. Tell him we got some Chaldean ladies here he can have. They fully covered though. You can't see nothing but the eyes.
That's just like Christmas morning, man. We can call. We can get him right here now.
Hey, remember you got that cheap phone.
Tyson.
Hello.
What's up, man? Wait, you intercepted?
What's going on?
Did you intercept Shake's women or what? Them Chinese women I sent to Detroit? We ain't heard from you in 3 weeks.
They done had me hostage, man.
What?
They done had me hostage.
They're good, huh?
Yeah, man. Shake done passed up, boy. Shake, you done missed out.
Man, you don't
They love you long. They love you long time.
Don't know how to speak no Chinese.
They know you long time. Yeah, boo. I speak sweet fried rice, sweet and sour chicken.
There you go,
chicken.
Right there, baby. They teaching them.
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Oh man, I can't call it. Stand out the way.
Staying
out the way. Yeah, man.
I know my work done picked up big time, dog.
I can't complain.
It was dead for a minute.
I ain't gonna tell you how I'm so busy. I've been walking around kicking dents in people's cars, leaving my card on their car.
Oh, is that why the police came by here and asked me what size shoe you wear? I'm gonna send them straight over there to get you, boy.
They're like, who is this guy kicking dents and scratching people's cars and leaving his business card on the car?
You about as bad as the tire shop riding down the street throwing nails and thumbtacks.
Yeah, I was outside the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. What's the deal out there, Taylor? What's going out there in Cali?
Well, going
back to Cali.
Nice and warm out here. July.
Don't get him started on that.
Well, you know, we can't complain here. It's been in the 80s, so, you know, we've been doing pretty good here.
Well, enjoy it.
Last
yeah, we're
week
supposed to get rain, though. Did you hear that? We're going to get rain out here.
Oh, that's
July.
Good. Need to cool y'all off. Y'all get all the rain and all the heat shipped this way to us.
You know when it rains here, what's coming east? That's the way it rolls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tyson, I just to let you know, man, I'm doing a new motor for the Vega.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going back to a small block.
Oh, man, you all messed up, man.
No. We're going to go
yeah,
I'm messed up. With the turbochargers now.
Are you going turbo?
Yeah, we're going to put a turbo on the Vega.
That's what's up there.
I got to get in the game gotta, somehow, man.
You're going to put some weight in that motherfucker now, shit.
It'll still come in light. No, it ain't going to. It's not coming in Georgia boy light.
Yeah, it's that Georgia boy light with the big block in it, so shit.
If it comes in Georgia boy light, I got to put wings on that thing just to keep everything down.
You're going to have to put the goddamn 150 pounds of lead in the back of that moment.
Shoot. No, it ain't going to be that light. But it's going to be light.
Well, once you get
to
doing all the turbos and mounting the ducts and putting all that ducts, oh, it's going to weigh a little bit then. Yeah. It'll probably be at 2,000 pounds.
No, you mean 800 pounds. He's going to be the same weight as a motorcycle.
Who's that?
Well, I'm counting that extra belly he got. So,
yeah, my smart ass doctor for my back. Told me that when my back gets a little stronger, because we're doing core work right now for my back.
Okay.
He says yeah, and. He says that he got a little bit of a weight problem, too. I said, well, yeah, you know what? I did all that thing where he's eating healthy, drinking a lot of water, and I gained 15 pounds. So I'm going back to McDonald's. I'm going to have a Coke and a Smile and start losing weight. Fucking guys. I can't buy into that shit, man.
That's too much that pasta and shit.
And you know what? I'm not someone who just sits around. You know, I'm down to the baseball field every day, jogging, stretching out. I think when all that stuff
you know, everybody's different. You know what I mean? Everybody lose weight differently. You know, what works for one person don't necessarily, you know, works for you. You know what I mean?
And you know, my son... Yeah, he weighs 120, lightning fast, and he always comes and rubs my stomach, and then he tries to make a wish. So I said, go ahead, keep laughing, son. Because you know what? I used to look like you, and one day, you're going to look like this.
Don't tell me he rubbed his stomach and done like Eddie Murphy. I want the knife, please.
But every time you point the finger, you got three coming back at you.
Tell him about the jeans story. It ain't the fairy tale. Tell him about the jeans. What daddy got, you going to get.
That's it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See this right here? This is wisdom right here. You're going to get this wisdom.
That's right. He's going to get himself a dicky do just like me. We're going to have matching dicky do's one day.
Yeah, tell him the fruit don't fall too far from the tree.
Hold on, man. Let me grab a line real quick. 706-1828. Your mic's open.
Yo, it's Brandon, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, B? What you doing?
What's going on out here?
Well, we just talking about a lot about little things and stuff like that. Hey, have you talked to George, your boy, at all?
Last time I talked to him, making some carbon fiber brake pads and all that kind of shit. He done mess around and
Wasn't he looking for Brandon last week, Snake? I mean, Jake?
What was he looking for?
Brandon dropped off. Wasn't Georgia boy looking for him last week? When Chad came
Brandon?
On? He said as soon as he gets oil pressure.
Was it Brandon?
No, Georgia boy was saying that. As soon as he gets oil pressure with his new motor, he's going to look for Brandon.
Sure did. They better leave Georgia boy alone. Georgia boy gonna mess up and pull out a secret weapon on him.
Brandon, you there?
Yeah, I'm back, man. I had dropped off.
Okay, we'll
I told him he putting all that lights in on his car. I told him I still want to run his big ass anyway. He gonna have to show me.
So
that's what he said, man. He said last week, as soon as he gets oil pressure with his motor, man.
Yeah, I seen that shit. He's still crying about my motor. I told him the motor's smaller than mine. He's scared of my little 383, see. I don't know what the deal is. He got an 800-pound car. That shit won't make no difference.
I think does weigh about as much as a motorcycle. Harley
Davidsons
are heavier than
motor.
That car.
Hell yeah.
And on top of that, I even tried to ease up for him. I told him I let this super sport drive. And she ain't got no idea how to work my car. I told her I let her drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's that?
Hey, Brandon.
I'm here. What's up?
Wasn't they having a big race today, ain't they?
Who that?
What's his name? Mandrell?
Oh, yeah, man. I had a lot of complications with my damn car. That's why I ain't even go. Shit, I was so damn mad yesterday. I said, I ain't going to make it, but I'm going to make the next one. But they got a pretty good turnout up there, crowded as usual. Had an ass
what
drugs
track?
Racing and stuff.
What track was they at? Edenton?
Yeah, Edenton Headhunter Racetrack.
Okay. Yeah, they said it's going to be a big crowd. Good, about a $3,000 turnout. I mean, 3,000 people spectators.
Oh, man. I think he got more than that today. They know it had an ass of us that went down there. Everybody came from all over to try to get some of that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They come from all over.
Where were you guys at?
And Edison, Georgia.
Where's that at?
It's like an hour and a half away from Atlanta. It's like in the middle.
Oh, okay.
It's like in the middle of me and the middle of the super sport now. So everybody from up in the surrounding areas meet up there. But all the big guys, they in Texas at that World Growers and Nationals.
World Growers and Nationals.
Yeah, we're trying to get reports.
I heard I heard earlier, I got a text earlier that Donye was locked in around Tony Bynes with Rambo.
Man, Tony gonna fuck him up.
Shit.
I seen that pass he made. He gonna fuck him up.
Shit.
I don't
Tony
know.
Tony gonna get fucked up.
Wait, who's Tony Ray?
Tony gonna get fucked up.
No, he gonna fuck now. What?
He lost. He got a couple pictures locked in. He locked in with Tony, locked in with Goldie, with that Malibu, and he locked in with somebody else.
That car they called the Grudge, the Nova or something like that. He gonna run with that Thriller car, little Mustang, on 29. But as far as I know, there's some pretty good action going on out there. But it rained them out yesterday, so everybody doing all their racing today and tomorrow.
The day in the morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be pretty good. Them boys getting down. Racing all over.
Overall, I think Georgia's 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we 4-0 right now.
Okay.
Then we got, I think, 6 more girls races to go between the night and tomorrow. So, I mean, those pretty pretty easy pickings. Nothing will happen.
Right.
But I didn't get the report
as they go on. So I got somebody out there texting me.
You know, everything's going on out there.
Oh, okay. Oh, text. The boys get along, that's for sure.
Do you know if it's still raining down there?
Is it raining where?
In Texas?
It was raining yesterday. It supposed to have rain today, but I guess it rained yesterday. So they just start all the racing shit today. Brad, y'all won out there too.
I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't know about it.
I shouldn't say I didn't know about it.
I actually forgot about it. Because I know it was on the beginning of the season they were talking about the races. And usually when the races are going on, I'm in my baseball season, and I don't pay attention. That's shame on me. But we're still trying to figure out which one we want to go to. Because, you know, we can't go out to every single one.
Uh-huh.
They're not bringing none of them slopes out of California out of there.
What's that?
Let not bring none of them slow cars from Cali out of there. Better stay over there.
What did you
including
watch?
Including Chad, he better not move. he better not move without calling me getting permission.
He's gonna get his new car done. He's gonna come knock on your door.
He better not move. You gotta call me first. Can I move? I guess so. I wanna go to the track. I guess you can go.
He's putting that new one together right now, man. He sold the green one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I don't know who he sold it to.
He's doing a whole nother car, a whole brand new car.
Yeah, he's doing a 2005 Mustang.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, all four. No, small block four, too.
No Chevrolet? Oh, he done messed up already.
It's all going all four.
He done messed up already.
I think it's going to run, man.
He done went to turbo, didn't he?
What's that?
So he done went to turbo, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
Hey, is Georgia Boy on the phone?
I don't see him. He is. Hit the one button, Georgia Boy, if you're online. I don't see him.
All right, man, off the line, too? Well, he might be down at the set of a race.
Hey, man, might be at the race.
know, he ain't going to try to miss that shit. It's not too funny. Yeah, in the Super Sport, she done damn took her car down yesterday. Still burning them up.
Hey, Big Will, you still online?
But I tell y'all what, though, she, when she put them slicks on, they're going to turn to a whole nother car.
You know, not that. Nobody's too much. There's nobody in the car lighter than the other one because when it comes across the scale, it has to be 2350. But it's all about where they can put the weight in.
Where it's located, they transfer the weight in.
Right.
I mean, some guys have run magnesium intake manifolds, fabricated magnesium, which are about half the weight of aluminum. And I mean, they don't even do that. And there's guys that race in Pro Stock, for instance, that are literally billionaires. There's a couple of them out there, and they could buy anything they want, but they just don't do it because it's not necessary. So,
right.
Okay. And Ted, you said you built quite a few pro-styled engines that you have?
Yeah, in the past I have. I haven't done – I'm working on a DRC3 right now, similar to what Greg Anderson and Jason Lyon have or Warren Johnson has. So working on that, you know, not quite done with it, but it'll be a nice piece for sure.
Oh, okay.
You work with some busters.
We didn't tap
into another
self. You work with some busters. I'm going to tell Erica that they're trying to run fast.
Who's that?
I don't know. Sound like another show or something.
That was D. That was D and Larry's show.
That was D and what? It was?
How did they get on my show?
They got a special guest on there that builds Pro Stock engine and drag on there talking about different things and that on the engine.
Oh, okay. I knew it sounded like drag.
Well, how'd they get on this show?
That was me. I had them on there.
Oh.
Oh, you clicked them on. I was wondering. I said, damn, that guy sounded like he built Pro Stocks or something.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be pretty good. He helped drag with some of his stuff.
I'm like, I can't talk no shit to him. Let me shut up.
Well, you can't now because he's not on the line.
Hey,
what was the guy's name?
Guess who was his name? Ed somebody. I can find out for you.
Ed Roth.
Ed Roth.
No, I don't know who it was. So someone's building a Pro Stock motor?
Well, that's what he builds. He builds Pro Stock motors.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, listen, I got to send this to you, Tyson.
Uh-huh.
I found the old funny car that I used to drive.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I did? The name of the car was called Gentle Ben. So I went on Google. And I Googled Gentle Ben funny car. And that motherfucker popped up. I was floored.
Wow.
Hey, send me a picture of it.
What's that?
Send me a picture.
Is it Will?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna send it right now. Yeah, but I was so excited to see that car again. Man, it brought back so many memories.
Wow, that's
history.
I should
send it to drag, too. Hey, Will, send it to drag. See if he remembers it. Because I was driving that car when I met drag out in Pomona. And I think it was like 86, 85 or 86.
Okay.
Let me.
Ooh. I'm watching the wrong shows. I don't need to be watching this. This is super rich.
Super X-rated?
No, super rich.
The hell is that?
We got 50 million rich motherfuckers, $50 million houses and
yeah. You ain't doing nothing but spoiling yourself, man. It's out of reach. Out of reach.
Man. Ooh-wee.
Now, Will, when you get this picture, let me know.
Hey, send me a copy of it, Tail.
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys right now.
A lot of times I can't get it while I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When Tayo sends me stuff, it'll be a month later I get it.
And then the guy that that I drove for, he bought this car from the guy who, he lived in San Diego, and his name was Ben. I don't remember what his last name was, and that's how it got the name General Ben. Well, the guy up here bought it, and then Ben was building a dragster. So that's how I got into the car, driving the car, because the other guy started driving the dragsters. And I think that picture says San Diego something on there. So I'm thinking he may have found the car and bought it back.
Wow. Old history.
But it's, well, I'll tell you, man, that car was a lot of fun. They weren't high tech like they are nowadays, that's for sure. They were pretty simple. Had a blower on top. Have a nice day.
Blower motor.
This picture.
So did you ever have one that was kind of exploded on you?
What's that?
Did you have one that kind of exploded on you?
I couldn't hear you.
Did you have one that kind of, you know, blew the top off of?
And I'm getting background noise right now. Okay, say it again.
Oh, now you send it to me.
Oh, did you get it?
Never had one.
B, I'm sorry, yeah, baby. One more time.
What is it, Vega?
It's a Monza.
Huh?
Monza spider body.
That's what's up there.
But that trailer looks like the trailer that the guy had.
How you stumble up on it? How you stumble up on it, Taylor? How you find it? How you stumble up on it, find the car?
How did I find it?
Yeah, how you stumble up on, you know, finding the car again?
I just Googled it. I Googled General Ben funny car, and a couple of the pictures came up like that.
Oh, okay.
And the story behind this was, I don't know if you remember or not, but back when we first started doing the show, a guy named Randy Thomas, he called in. And Randy, he's the one who got me the ride in the car. And we went, we tested in Orange County, and the guy offered me the job. And I said, yeah, hell yeah, I want to do it. I was 19 when I got behind the wheel of that sucker.
Wow.
And then I still have my fire suit. And the fire suit that I have was Kenny Bernstein's when he was driving the Budweiser car.
Well, we know you can't fit that now. You put that fire suit on, you have to cut the stomach out so your stomach can hang out.
You got your picture, dude.
You got to cut a hole in it so your stomach can hang out.
So, wait a
what you're trying to say? He made it into a two-piece?
Yeah, he made it to a two-piece.
What's that?
You know how the baby used to wear the jumpsuit with the flap to come out on the butt? They're going to make that to the front with him. They had to change it and make it to the front for him with a stomach fold out of it.
Dude, I couldn't get into that fire suit today. When I got that fire suit, it was a little big on me. And what I had to do was right by my knee, I had to put duct tape over my fire suit, because what happened was, the car was an injected car. And when I would let go of the brake, you know, it had a handbrake. And on the handbrake, uh-huh, it's got a lever for the fuel cutoff. So what you do is when you grab the brake to pull the brake, you pull the cutoff, kills the motor. So you throw the chute, grab the brake, kill the fuel, and, you know, you coast and you shut down. Well, when I would leave, I'd let go of that brake, and it would catch on my fire suit and close the fuel halfway. So there's... Wow. So then you got to get out of it. And he says, what happens? I said, it's hitting my leg because the pants are so big on me. So we just got duct tape and we just, you know, made it tight so it wasn't hitting my leg. And then we went to Double B with a blower on that sucker. But yeah, that picture, I don't know when it was taken, because I don't remember that background. So either that was taken before I got the ride,
uh-huh,
or when he got the car back. But that is definitely the car.
Send me a picture, Teo.
I did.
It brings back a lot of memory.
You didn't get it, Shake?
No.
It brings back a lot of memories.
Dude, you ain't lying, man. That car was so much fun to drive. And listen to this. When you close the body down, you got the hat for the blower, the injector,
uh-huh,
the top of the mirror, the glass, and you have about maybe... about 4 inches looking out. When the car was injected, it had the Enderle injection, so the stacks,
uh-huh,
were straight up. I had to look straight out of the middle to see straight ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, those cars have come a long way nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Put the blower on it was actually better, because those stacks on the injectors were so tall.
So tall.
So it made it, yeah, so it kind of made it rough to see out. But it was, yeah, the car was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I know that brings back memories. I think he said he had to wait till he get off the phone before he get it.
Oh, okay.
I think he said the phone won't. While you're on the phone, and won't come through. I think that's what he said.
Let me grab another mic real quick. 870-2073, your mic's open.
What's up, Greg World? What's up, Teo?
Hey, what's going on, man?
This is the Arkansas boy. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know, we're just shooting the shit. Reminiscing of, uh-huh, yesteryear racing.
Oh, hell. How the Grudge National going? I've been on Facebook. I've been seeing a few little reports far apart.
We're still waiting to hear.
last thing I seen was the 5-speed lost.
Wait, who lost?
Mr. 5-speed.
5-speed. Last thing I seen on Facebook.
Is this T-Mac?
Who did you lose to?
What's up, Shaker Bake?
What's going on, T?
I don't know it, man. Been at All-Stars, man. Can't get no grudge report, man. My son made All-Star in baseball, so I've been doing baseball all weekend and trying to get back to grudge racing when I'm away from the baseball field.
You and I are in the same boat, man.
Say that again.
I said you and I are in the same boat. I was just down at a baseball game today recruiting for you, University of Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you got some kids that need to be looked at?
Yeah, they need to be looked at. I got about four or five of them that need to be looked at. But they young right now.
How old?
I got one is playing right now. He's 12. That's my oldest one.
I do some recruiting for U of A. Actually, it's I coach high school baseball. But the varsity coach is actually the recruiter for University of Arizona out here. He runs the whole South Bay out here. And him and I go look at kids.
Oh, okay. What's coming this way, it's a lot of talent in Arkansas, man. Seriously, I'm not just saying it's a lot of talent this way.
Well, if you got some names that the kids are like going into high school, you get a hold of me.
I got a cousin that's going to be ninth grade this summer. He's been playing all this little YouTube ball. And he real good foot speed, amazing arm at his age. I think he's playing like 13-year-old right now.
And I'll need. And this is the one thing that every recruiter asks, and just to prepare you, they want to know his grades.
Okay,
and then
right
also
now,
position.
No with
what's that?
I said, well, he ain't gonna have no problem with grades.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, we went to go look at this first baseman today. Boy, this kid is huge. And, didn't know we were coming out. We're just sitting in the stands watching. And this kid put on a hitting clinic today. I'm like, yeah, we got to have that kid. Good kid, man. Yeah, let me know because out here we do camps and stuff like that.
Well, Tao, you got my number, man. Just hit me up on the bat line and we'll get together. We ain't gonna hold the show up, man.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, just hit me up anytime, man. And I can promise you I could find some way where maybe you can get some looks at him or something.
Yeah, my son was getting recruited for a while by Alabama State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Second base, y'all to start racing up that way.
Oh, man, we got some heat. We got some oil pressure. Man, we getting it in. Matter of fact, we got Biz Race coming up in 2 weeks, and then little Tony, man. It's going to be so much racing going on, guys going to have some Excedrins.
You got Business Race coming up in
19?
10 days?
Not, yeah. In 15
days? He's coming up 15 days?
15 days. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, man, you guys going to be bumping up there next few weeks.
Yeah, we got the NOET next set. We got NOET at Milan Saturday, then Ben's race at 41, and then Lil Tony's race the next weekend. For the next 3 weeks,
And then Jag's race is August 3rd.
Yeah, he got that whole
weekend. Him right after.
Yep. Right about now, we getting it in because we ain't going to be like this too long. It'll be getting cold in a few months.
Dang. It's going to get cold here. Well, it might drop down to about 64. But when it gets down to 60, you guys will hear me crying.
Yeah, I bet.
Man, when I can't put my flip flops on, it's cold.
Well, it's hot as hell here right now.
You been out to press spot lately, T?
We had did a show. What's this? July. Let me see. June the 14th. We did a show June the 14th. But the last time D&D actually went out racing, we went out. We went to Moulton, Alabama, and we fucked them boys up down there.
What city?
Moulton, Alabama.
Moulton.
Grudge G Small Block Market had a race down there. We went down there and fucked them up.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hey, T, hold on 1 second, babe. I'm going to open up another mic real quick. 219-4018.
What's up, babe? Just listening in.
Oh, okay, babe. Yeah. No problem, man.
Who was that, babe?
Hey, T, when did you guys have that race? When was it? In June?
He said June 14th.
Oh, it's in June.
Yeah, that's what
you
said.
I was on mute. What did you say?
No, that's okay. No, I didn't hear when you said it was.
All right, so when we had our race, we had a race June the 14th. We went to Moulton, June. I can't remember exactly what that day was. It was like about 2 weeks ago.
21st, man, next week.
Yeah, June 21st, matter of fact. Yeah, we went down to Moulton.
Oh, June 24th.
Back in.
Hey, T, what color is your truck?
Blue.
I think I seen that joke on YouTube.
Is it BET?
It might have been.
Yep. Yep. S10.
You seen the Tyson?
It was an S10, ain't it?
Yeah, it's S10. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Okay. I'm getting a race report from over at
Texas.
Okay.
Starkville, Mississippi. Hold on
1 second. Yeah, I seen it on BET.
Is it got a different color hood on it?
I believe they truck blue with the silver stripes on it. Arkansas boy.
Silver stripes.
I believe that's their truck blue with the silver stripes on it. I believe it's that truck.
Hey,
if it was,
hey, Teo?
Yeah?
Corey got oil pressure.
Woo!
Corey got oil pressure, Tyson.
I have oil pressure next week.
I'm back up here.
Man.
Corey said he got oil pressure. He going to be ready for the 26th.
Yes, sir.
Damn. It's that time of year, man. The summer of fucking people up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I heard they got over 15, maybe 20 lock-ins for July the 26th.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to see how they gonna get all them races off. Man, it's gonna have to be some organization.
I think a lot of them gonna get off Friday. Yeah, I think a lot of them gonna get busy Friday.
Ain't well, you know what they got to do to pick that up? And this is just me. I'm not a promoter, but this is just my way of thinking. If you got races locked up,
I think that when you get there, the two cars aren't going to race. Let's go up to the lanes right now, take our hits, and then we come back for the money. Taking three or four hits, that's what takes so long, especially when you got that many guys.
Yeah.
What
happens if somebody says, oh, we got to be in the lanes at a certain time, and then everybody comes to those lanes at that time, and then they might not get out. Then what happens? Where does the money go then?
Well, one thing about it, I noticed Little Tony's race. When it's a girls race, once they two cars go down the shootout and it's a girls race, they bring the girls race right behind. Let that girls race get off and finish on the shootout. Another girls race come up, they say it's a girls race, send them two cars on.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll be even good like that.
Yeah.
But wow, 15
but I think
cars,
that Friday, I think that Friday night, that's when a lot of them gonna try to do a whole lot, because Friday is just all testing.
Well, Friday they supposed to have a party, Tyson.
What
at
party?
The track. It's supposed to be a pre-party like they did for the Wayne's race. They're going to have a party at the track Friday night.
Well, they're talking about partying and racing. So,
huh?
They're talking about partying and racing.
I guess Friday is the where you can test and tune and shake your car down.
Yeah, Friday test and tune all day.
And then I think
Saturday they
open up at 9 or 10 Saturday.
Taylor, I can't believe you ain't got a race report from over there down there in San Antonio.
Well, Will was trying to get one.
Oh, let me
I think he clicked over the other line.
Let me call Ground and Pound. They down there. Hold on.
Yeah,
hey,
I didn't try to call a few of them. Go ahead. Try to call somebody.
Okay.
I know Donnie down there.
Yeah, he's out, man.
They just said Giganto had called him out or something.
Oh, yeah, Giganto has been one of the rematch.
But it's only 5 to 11 down there right now. So they're still probably running.
Well, the Duke boys fucked Giganto from what I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
Is Witt down there?
I don't think Witt made it.
I talked to Witt early. No, Witt didn't go.
Oh, okay. Because Witt usually calls and gives us reports. He calls us from the station lane, when he's racing.
I know he was on dog show, and he was saying he wasn't going. I know we got the cars together, Shorty, and you got oil pressure with them cars.
Whoever this blue Camaro is, just beat Tony Wright. Down at Darlington.
Who did that 5-speed lose to?
I don't know the car. They just say he lost to a car from down there from a Texas guy.
Hey, Big Will.
Close to the wall. Yo.
So Tony Wright just got knocked out?
Yeah, he was in the finals of some shootout. He had a race in Darlington.
Oh, okay.
And whoever this blue Camaro is, he ran, beat him in the final.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Big Will.
Yo.
Did that race with 5-speed and Mike Hill ever go down?
don't know.
I think that race ran out. That was that race I think Mr. Five-Speed had. I think that race rained out, didn't it? Or something like some of that nature.
Yeah.
I believe it rained out.
Because all I know is that I was going to be getting fat with all the lunches I was going to be getting.
Yeah, I believe that race rained out.
Yeah, I always wondered.
Who did you have,
went off. I never heard of it.
He had Mike Hill.
I took Mike Hill, yeah.
I got Mr. Five Speed.
You had Five Speed. Uncle Larry had Five Speed. Cadillac had Mr. Five Speed. I think everybody on the show had Mr. Five Speed but me.
Yeah. He talking about Will. He talking about Hamburger. I said, nah, I'm getting Mo out his ass. I want surface turf. I want steak and lobster. I don't want no damn hamburger.
Yeah, first it started out as a hamburger, and then this exotic menu came out of nowhere.
I'm like, y'all, this y'all gamble. My gamble, I want steak and lobster.
I think Cadillac wanted four kinds of meats mixed together. It's getting all crazy.
You want deer meat and lamb meat. And...
Tell when y'all bringing that badass Mustang back to Arkansas. I mean, not Arkansas.
Chad sold it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's building it at 05. We're going to come back out next year with the cars. He should have his car done. What's that?
I remember seeing that bad motherfucker down there in Lena.
Oh, dude. You know what? I give Chad so much credit for keeping that car on the track. But gun it pick, that fucking guy didn't move an inch. That car was coming at him at the K-rail, and he stood there. He had to get his video, man. He's got an awesome video.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, man.
Because I think
I was like,
on that video, I think our truck came like right before that car, right directly after that car.
You know what? I think you guys did. My toes, when that car took off, going towards the K-rail, my toes were curling on my flip-flops. I'm like, dude, try to stop. But, yeah, I wasn't expecting that car to do that. That track was sticking pretty good. That was a good running little car.
Yeah, that was a good running slow car.
Hey, he's not used to... I think that was the first time those cars were on the 10.5-inch slick. Because he raced that car on the 26-inch.
Oh, that's what he wanted. That 26-inch or 8.5 tire?
Yeah. So he's used to the car, the tires breaking loose a little bit. He wasn't expecting them to bite. Well, that track was two times when I walked across the lane, my flip-flop stuck in the ground. So there was some rubber down. I couldn't believe all the people in Lena, though. There are a lot of people there, aren't they? I wonder if they ever gave a number count on how many people were there. Quite a bit. Shake, you get back on the line?
Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
Hey, Goldie and Dinier are heading to the lanes now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wish somebody would call so we could hear it live.
Who is that, Terry?
Yeah.
You down there?
No, I'm up here.
Oh. Did Dinier race Tony yet?
Who?
Tony Bynes.
No, Tony... I think Tony locked in with someone else. They wanted to get that race off.
He locked in with Dinier, too.
I think they pushed that race off or something.
All right, I got Dinier against Gold Digger. Anybody want to bet?
It's not Gold Digger. It's Goldie.
It's Goldie. Goldie's running.
Goldie. Oh, I'm not familiar. Okay. I still take Dinier.
I'm going with Dinier. I think I've seen this Goldie car. Is that Goldie car? Is it Malibu?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that one's got like a black hood. If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, got black hood and black.
Oh, we lost Shake and Bake.
Anything else happen? You heard anything else happen up there?
No, nothing really.
I know it rained yesterday. I talked to him yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, they said it did a little raining today earlier, but it wasn't nothing to shut it down for.
Right.
ATL Drag gonna be on in a minute as soon as he get to doing what he's doing.
Oh, okay. Give Drag to give out the info on his race coming up too. Well, this is a busy month for you guys out there, man.
Oh man, this is our biggest and best month.
July every weekend.
August. July, August, and September is when we can really get it in. If we don't get it in then, it's too late. It's downhill.
Wow.
July, August, and September. September, normally, we be at Black Sunday in St. Louis.
They don't go to St. Louis anymore, do they?
Black Sunday's still going on. It's under, the track is under new management, but Black Sunday's still going on. Don't go no more since we got messed over.
Because there's a race out there. The PSCA race out here, they're doing a race in St. Louis August 22nd to 23rd out there.
Is that a shootout?
No, it's a race. It's a class race.
Okay.
This guy, he does kind of like what they do in Orlando. He does the one in Vegas, the Super Street Car Shootout, or Street Car, yeah, I think it's Super Street Art, in Vegas at the end of the year. You guys think I drive a distance? These guys, they got guys from New York that drive out here to Las Vegas for this race.
Okay. Must be nice.
That's a long haul. I know from California to Detroit is 40 hours. Whew. Oh, those guys are driving a lot longer than that.
Well, when I figure out how to get this Honda to pull a 28-foot trailer, I'll be out there.
You better get a different kind of Honda.
How much are your gas prices in California?
Well,
$4.
Just under. But I run the flex fuel. I run the E85 in my truck, so my fuel's only $3.53 a gallon.
Okay. Yeah, shit is about $3.85, damn near $3.90.
That's right about where we're at. And the E85 is about 30 cents cheaper.
We're 365 in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
365?
Yeah. Illinois in Chicago is 319, 320. I mean, 419, 420.
Damn.
You know, these guys, they got us by the balls.
You ain't kidding.
Well, you know that when they did, when Marbell had us by the balls, they broke that monopoly up. They need to do the same thing with gas.
Someone said that, or they put on Facebook, don't buy gas on a certain day. And if nobody buys gas on that day, then the gas companies lose millions. I don't see it.
They tried doing that years ago here, but that's like trying to tell people the sun ain't going to shine, so don't go out. They're going to do it anyway.
You're going to have to get gas sometime.
Mm-hmm.
They want you so high, they got to go. Even if they ain't going nowhere around the block, they got to go.
You know, you can't tell everybody just do what they do out here, like the blue flu with the police, where everybody gets sick that day. But, you know, they just, what did they say? I think if people buy it was $20 worth of fuel, the companies lose money. Maybe that's what it was. It was something like that. But then I'll catch up. I know a lot of these young bucks, they don't remember the gas crisis. We had to go in on the odd and even days to get gas. That sucks.
No, they don't know nothing about that, Tail.
What's that?
They don't know nothing about that.
Uh-uh, man. Lines are wrap around a corner.
You ain't lying. Used to camp out just to get gas.
I was crying when I said, I ain't paying over $1.05 for gas. Shit. I miss those days. Hey, Terry, did those guys get off?
No, not yet.
You know, it'd be nice if these guys, can they start live streaming these races, Terry?
What's that?
Can they start live streaming these races?
That'd be nice, huh?
Heck yeah.
They have did it before.
They did.
That's the way to go, man.
I'm working on some of that right now, trying to put something together. One of my video photographer guys is working on that.
Because I watch a lot of the races on Bangship when they happen to come up. Man, that'd be so sweet. I don't know how they would do that. Nate used to do that with his stuff, with the Ultimate Outlaws. And that was a lot of fun. I got to tell you something about the Pritchett brothers. Those guys love their moonshine. And Adam, when he has a few shots in him, Adam and I, when we were at Milan, we were by the microphone, and we were talking all kinds of shit into the mic that was going on to the live stream. And then Nate gets a message on his radio to get us away from the mic because we were talking shit about Nate. And we had a lot of fun with that live stream. Cool, though, man, because it catches everything. you know, what's happening like right there on the track, right at the starting line. So you hear it raw. Is that something you got to pay into, Terry?
What's that?
Is that something you got to pay into to get them to come out for the track?
I think a lot of, if you get sponsors, most of the sponsors will pick up for it, you know, to put them on a commercial or whatever.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, man, that would be so awesome. I think the reason why they don't is they might lose people at the gate. They know they can stay home and watch it on the computer.
That too.
You know, nothing's like being there, though. Yeah, that would be something, especially for these shows, so you can watch. I can watch the race reports right as they're going down. Oh, I heard a little something there. And is Donnie going to race Tony Bynes after?
I thought so. We'll see.
And who's Tony racing?
See who that was.
Oh. He got that Camaro back together?
Who's that?
Tony?
He sold that Camaro.
Oh, he sold it?
Which Camaro?
Isn't that the one that he crashed?
Oh, he's got a Regal or something else. Rambo.
Oh, okay. Way behind the times. That guy goes through so many cars, I can't keep up with him. I like that Camaro, though.
Yeah, it was nice.
How you guys run to get the bugs out of everything?
Yeah, we're ready.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely want to see that car run. Don't want to be next to it. I just want to see it run.
Just a small
one. Yeah, going out.
I think we're going down
out there.
We might go down south next week. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice track.
We might go there. Tony called me on Friday, wanted to know if we could come to his race. Plus, there's no ET on Saturday, so we're not 100% sure what we're doing.
We're all going to be ready for the 19th, though, right?
What's that?
You're going to be there on the 19th, though, right?
For Biz Race? Yeah, we'll be there.
You guys go to the Milan, though, ET?
We're not sure yet. We might go down south to Fayetteville.
Hey, Ted. Who you got locked in with?
For what?
His race or Lil Tony's race?
No one yet. No one for Biz's race. We'll be there with the car. It's all going to depend on if we get down, what we do. We might bring a street car if it's ready. We got a Monte Carlo with no cage, full interior, small block car.
Okay.
Well, those guys still gotten out on the track yet, huh?
No, but I called Ground and Pound and they didn't answer, and I called Donnie, they didn't answer. So we're still up in the air.
I'm trying to think who else is still down that way. I wonder if Boom is down there.
Right next door, it should be.
Let's see if we get Boom on the line.
if he's got anybody we just locked in with. We'll get him on real quick and see what he has to say. Get him on the bat phone.
Hello?
Hey, Boom, it's Tail.
Good day, Mr. Tail. What's going on with Big?
Hey, you down in Texas by any chance?
No, no, no. I did not make it to Texas. Some came up with the family, man, and I did get a chance to go to No Problem, though, here locally in Louisiana.
Oh.
No, I did not. No, I didn't, man.
Okay, you all good down there? You all right?
Yeah, everything was good. It's just that I was pushed between a rock and a hard place, my old lady, and then so I had to wait an option. I could have went to Texas and came home. And I could have went to Texas. I could have stayed home and been home.
Oh. Yeah, but we're trying to get some race reports out there right now.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought maybe you might be out there.
Oh, no, no, I'm not. I didn't get a chance to make it out to Texas. I did get a phone call from a tree man that Edmund Hall paid the punk out money to him. He was, you know, he was calling me like as if I had locked the race up with him, but I was locking up the race for the race. And I'm gonna get your personal opinion if you don't mind while we're talking about it.
Go ahead.
The race was already locked in between him and Edmund Hall, and I actually called him to get a personal bet between me and him. Would that be considered as a locked up race if a person don't race a person, or that would be a bet between me, you, and a race that would take place? See, because the intentions of locking up, well, it wasn't but $100 lockup, and but I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. But I didn't lock up the race as if a person will make it to the race or not. But I locked it up as y'all gonna race. I'm gonna bet you, personally, you know, saying me, you have a personalized bet. I mean, I do it all the time with people. Like this is red hot in the Mississippi boys. Every time they have a race out there, you know, we got at least a $20 bet with each other. You know what I'm saying? But if a person don't race or they break their car, that doesn't mean that I lose my $20 or my $50. What if we had better, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he was calling me like as if I was supposed to leave. I had sunk $300 because he was initially trying to bet me $5, and I told him, no, I was going to bet him $100. But I wound up sending $300 anyway. He was like, well, do I keep this $300? I was like, no, I was locking in for it when y'all race. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't know if he hung up. I don't know if he hung up mad, but, I mean, I didn't lock up for the race. Go ahead.
People get that confused. If you have no control on when, if the car make it or not, how are you going to lock in something? You just locking in if they race, then me and you bet is on. But if
right.
you don't have
right.
any control of the car going to come or go, you're not locking
right.
in a real lockup, you know. And people
right.
be talking
right.
that stuff. Me and a guy got into it about that. Man, I wasn't locking in on that. If they race,
right.
then me and you bet is on. That's all.
Right. Right.
I can't control
right.
if this guy gets
right.
there or not.
Okay. I mean, I just want to know. I mean, if I'm wrong, Terrell can tell you. You can tell me I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm right, please tell me that I'm right. You know, and like I said, I mean, I don't live in the same state as Edmund Hall. I like the guy because I do know the guy's very consistent. So I know that I knew that they was going to race. I knew that race was locked up. Now, Edmund Hall was there. Now, whether you know what I'm saying? And that was my bet to him that I would bet with Edmund Hall, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't betting that he would show or that he was breaking, and, you know, a lockup like that there because, I mean, that's what him and Nick did, you know? But other than that, man, we had a lot of good racing going on here in Louisiana, man. This is, again, another successful race, man. It was hot as hell early part of the day. The track that they started racing around 3 o'clock today. In the mid-heat day, the track came to around 4 o'clock. We had a car that ran 201 miles an hour out there. which was the grudge car. It was a blown Dragster. We had quite a few 200-mile-an-hour passes out there today. Quite a few grudge races, motorcycles and cars, man. I could tell you, man. And if you're on Facebook, we might just post it. Big Pipe is a little Pinto, stock wheel based Pinto that's doing it big here in Louisiana, man. And looking for some action from anybody that's sitting like them, you know. And so a stock wheel based Pinto with a big block in it, and he doing his thing, man.
Who in the world sit like him? Who in the world sit like a stock big block Pinto?
A back half car. Another two chassis, the Beretta or Cavalier. I mean, they got people out there sitting like them, dude. I mean, you can't say that they're not. Matter of fact, they had quite a few of them out there sitting like them tonight, but they didn't want no action.
It's got
a 92 or 93 wheelbase. But the guy doing his thing, man. He got them guys scratching their head around him in the little car, man. You see the little car, you think, man, that little thing ain't gonna get out of the track. And he's driving that motherfucker like he stole it, so I tell you, man. He got the fuck out of a Pro Mod Monte Carlo, fiberglass Monte Carlo tube chassis. You know, he got the band. I put on Facebook a while ago. I said, if anybody know this Pinto right here, let them know that St. James Parish Sheriff's Department is looking for him for aggravated rape and conspiracy to commit rape while playing the gap band. So he raped him well, man. But other than that, man, we had a great time today, man, here in the state of Louisiana, man. And tell while I'm on here, I'd like to get the opportunity to tell everybody about me and Mo Jesus' race. I'm doing a race in No Problem Raceway on July the 26th. That's the end of this month, approximately, 20 days from now. If anybody going to be in this area or somewhere close or would like to get a personal invitation to come down, we got some of the fastest street cars in the world, and we'll prove it. And when y'all see the episode, I think it's the 14th, on Street Outlaws, y'all know that it's true. We don't have street race cars. We have true street cars and random street race cars and blow their fucking ass on that. But I promise you, Tayo, y'all probably won't see a lot of the footage, I promise you.
I know that song and dance this weekend.
But we did it. We did it, baby. And then you come to the area, they took to Facebook where they took you, get you to race on the most Jesus. But they didn't. They failed to film. They get the rules in their head. They got people to take you in. Most Jesus has a real, real, real street car, meaning a turnkey, radio, no cage street car. So they didn't tell them to do it. They got them all geared up for the show. And then tell them that he need a roll cage. I mean, who do that to a pretty 2007 vet, man? You know, that's a true street car. You know, so I mean, but they could have told the man before they had him all hyped up that he needed to have all the safety. He thought, I mean, he got all the helmets and jackets, but he don't have a roll cage in his car. So, and he's just not willing to go to the point at the expense of cutting that car up and putting a cage up in it to even be safe. But at the same time, you know, those guys are running, man. Those guys are fast, man. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, they come not unannounced, but they come to the point where when you come to your community to run on your street, that you're unprepared to have somebody that'll blow their fucking ass all out. Because I promise you, we could have had the same caliber car. All of somebody's got fiberglass car. Two chassis of fiberglass ass car. I mean, we could have set that up. We got a bunch of fiberglass two chassis ass cars that we could have brought up there. They literally ran all street cars that they ran out there. And they couldn't have a handful with that.
They
had a handful
with that.
They
sitting the way they sit.
Oh, yeah. They ran people like Jack McNair with the fucking Cutlass, man. Street car Cutlass. You know what I'm saying? They ran people like that. But if you see the video, Jack McNair, 60 foot of the fucking dude and broke the transmission. Dude came across the still cross lane. But, you know, it is what it is. A win is a win and a loss is a loss. And then, let me tell you, Tayo, if they come to your city, you better ask the rules before you race them because they can get on the line as long as they don't cross the line. How the fuck is that? You put a cone in the middle, if they hit that motherfucker, that means they was on that motherfucker. So, but what's the difference?
Yeah,
if you hit a cone, tell if you hit a cone, that means you was what? You was in my side, wasn't you?
Yes, sir.
But like I said, man, I appreciate y'all for listening, man. Anyone that's on there, I know y'all are a long ways out and everything, and maybe I might get touch one person that might want to make that ride down here in July. Y'all know in Louisiana and, well, in New Orleans, you know, this is a city that never sleeps, you know. So there's always something here to do. And if anyone decides to come out, you know, y'all get, feel free to get my number from Tao, because he has my number. And if y'all happen to make it down this area, man, I'll accommodate you. You know what I'm saying? Give you somewhere, place to store your vehicle inside or outside, and then somewhere to stay, you know. And for the one that's making the long haul, you know. So just get with me. And tell you, I appreciate you coming. I hate I don't have a race report to give you. I can tell you what I do know. I do know that someone called yesterday and said they was flocking in there like they was giving away something free yesterday. Now, as you know, they did rain out yesterday evening,
right?
Because it rained and they called the race. But after they called the race, the weather got excellent there, and people kept coming. And I don't, like I said, I don't know much about what took place today, you know. But I did get the word that there was a lot of people down there because a guy told me that one of his friends was down there, and. But other than that, man, I don't know of any other thing that actually took place between. I do know Tony Boss Bond had quite a few races locked up down there. That a couple of Texas guys told me they was anticipating on blowing his asshole out, and I don't know what the outcome of that yet. Man, I tell you, I have
well,
never been
know,
no bruh.
Let me, see. Let me see if this guy might know something here. Greg, you there, man?
Okay. All right, I'm gonna put my phone on mute, okay? I'm gonna stay on the show.
Okay, yeah, boom, thanks, brother. What's going on, Big Greg?
What's going on with y'all, Teo?
Oh, you know I'm always up to no good.
Yeah, I haven't heard much. You know, I've been, my go-to guy is Big Wheel. Big Wheel ain't called me and told me nothing.
Oh, he's been working it. He's been trying to find something, man.
Yeah, he's got a couple guys down there. That he's been in contact with, but I don't think they've been able to tell him nothing because he's probably done called me and told me what's going on, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Hey, since I got you on the line, I've been talking about your upcoming show. Give everybody some info on it, Jack.
There go big Will right there.
Yeah, Will's here.
We waiting on Terry. Terry waiting on them. They at the line now, Danya and who, Terry?
Oh, also, Teo, I had got a phone call from a friend of mine that lives out there in Texas. It said yesterday, now, I can only speak for what I was told yesterday. They said they had came in the gate and seen Danya. Said, oh, Danya looked pretty good. He didn't know him like we know him, but he said a guy from Chicago. And then he found out later that was Danya. Said he was riding pretty good out there. He just made a pretty good pass out there. So I don't know what the outcome of his grudge races was, but you know, according to him, he must, you know, his race, his pass looking pretty decent to go out to grudge race, you know. So
yeah, Danya finna race Goldie right now. They pulling up, getting to the line. They ain't did nothing yet. Terry was telling us about it.
Who is Goldie? The Detroit boys.
No, that's Gold Digger. That's what I thought. They saying something got tied down there, Goldie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this. If Dungey could get a hold of the track, they better be able to ride. That's all I can tell them.
Oh, yeah.
If he can stay glued to that track, it's going to take a heck of a something gun to whoop him now.
Mm-hmm. Big Jack, what's going on, baby? It's Boom.
Who that?
It's Boom. Oh man, I can't help. Man, I've been what's the name in them pictures, man, and ain't nobody I ain't been getting no hit back, man, on that what's the name of man, so
oh, it's all
you know,
gone, man. Everything.
Oh, it's all gone. Okay, that's what's up. Did you know how I am, Jack? If I hear something, you hear something, you know. And you be the first one. You be the first one to call me too. So, you know.
I
hey.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you, Big Moon. And okay. You got your race on the 26th. I'm gonna make my way down there for you, Boone, before this year's out, because I got an old car I want to do a little playing with, but it's just a normal aspirated car, you know. It ain't no nitrous car.
Well, you know, I got Mailman I'm down here, so we can line that up. You know, Mailman I'm all motor, you know what I'm saying? And, they still been doing the all motor thing now. And just, you know, they're old school racing. Mailman been racing for 55 years, you know.
Well, that sounds like my action right there, that old song, because I'm old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, they was out here today. They was out here tonight, man, and they made a few good hits getting ready for the 26th. And, that's pretty much what everybody was doing. They was all grudge racing, and most of the fast street cars here was doing the grudge racing, and most of the big cars was getting like Big Nuck and all the other big guys, the bullet car. They were mainly testing tuning to get ready for the 26th. So, we're gonna try to. I do know that they've got Street Man agree to come back down to Louisiana to give the bullet car the back tire, because he told him he did. He had the back tire for life, so that race will take place. That race is locked up. That's going to take place here in the state of Louisiana again. And
that's a race I don't want nothing to do with, because both of them cats is my buddies, man. That dang on Daryl and Jerry Bird and Bullet as well, and Tree Man is my guy, man. Godly, them dudes are tying up like that. I don't even want to be there to see it.
Well, you know, Tree Man came down here and beat everybody, beat Jekyll Jekyll beat Bullet, and Bullet and Tree Man beat Jekyll.
He called me the next day and told me about it. Yeah, me and him was a long time.
And I can tell you, I know Big Mega Ben does no problem raceway and St. Louis track here, but for the ones of y'all that's on this show tonight have never been to no problem raceway, just to me, listen to the name of the track, and it explains it all. No problem raceway. When they say that track is no problem, that is the only track in the state of Louisiana that has a barroom in it.
Yeah, on with the starting line. Paper. On the starting line.
Right. So,
you can sit in the bar and look out the window and watch the cars on the starting line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can. So, and then, down here, I promise you, if you ever come to this track here and you can't get down the track, who else putting on the race ain't got to pay for extra VHC. Now you go to some of these tracks, they want to charge you extra for reprepping. No, they prep down here until everybody's satisfied.
It was killer. Both times I've been there, that track been on kill.
Oh, yeah.
One time was just a regular race, and the other one was your first Grudge Inc. race that you had.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the thing about it is, too, I explain to the people when I rent these tracks from them, and they know that if I rent the track from them, if the track is not on kill, it can kill my promotional field, man, you know, because, I mean, it don't take but one bad time for me to have one bad track, and I'm a bad promoter for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so,
you know what I'm talking about, Dre. You know?
Yeah.
You do one small bad thing, and then you're a bad promoter for however many years you've been promoting, you know?
No, you got no room for error with the public, partner. You got to be perfect and hit it every time.
Yeah, especially with the social network, man. You guys get on social network and make a democracy out your name, you know?
Yeah.
So I tell them all, like, they was going to close the track down one day early, and my race was just really getting started. So I told the dude, I said, look, man, I'll pay you to keep this track open, man. And what happened was they wind up having a meeting. They came to us and said, well, Boom, I tell you what, we'll let y'all run for 2 more hours, but you got to help us promote our race. I said, man, we ain't got no problem with that, man. We can make that up. So we wind up, they wind up giving us a couple extra hours to race, man. The crowd was wooed. They all applauded the people for letting us give them extra time. They all thanked them and everything. And then they wind up having the track itself, wind up having a good show on them for their race. Because me and all the other promoters that was there was, you know what I'm saying, we have promoted their race also. So they had a good showing. today's race was the track race. The track put this on today, and it was a nice showing, man. People showed up early, 12 o'clock today. Everybody stayed on the bar, shot pool, until everything cooled off real good down there. And I said, at 4 o'clock, the track was coming. At 4 o'clock, the track was making a 200-some-mile-an-hour out fast.
Right, right, right.
So, but tell y'all, we I ain't going to hold you up. I'm going to go back on mute, you know, until I hear my name is going to be called again. But, you know.
Good to
hear your voice. Yeah, good to hear your voice, Big Greg.
Okay, brother, likewise.
How about that?
Teo.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Don't look like you're the only one walking around with shorts and
I've been hearing. You know that song, Please Don't Take My Sunshine Away?
Hey, and y'all burning up in Cali, partner. We got some beautiful weather. It's like 78 to 82 for the last week. It's been beautiful. Beautiful. No air conditioning on. No need no heat on. None of that.
Drag, they're talking about rain out here. It's been in the high 70s, low 80s. And now the news guys are telling today we got a storm coming in. Again, send it up north. We don't fucking want it.
That's where it's coming from, buddy. It's because it's been raining. That's why it's been so cool in the last week here, because it's been raining. But, you know, it rained and it stopped. But we haven't got that hot, muggy stuff in over a week.
My cousin, I have family in San Francisco, and he's coming down. I think he's coming down Tuesday. And I call him Schleprock. Every time he comes down here to Southern California, it rains or it's overcast. Like, dude, keep your ass up in the bay. Don't bring that shit down here.
Well, it'll
if
be
I want
cloudy,
bad
California.
Weather, I'll come up there.
It's going to be cloudy, California. That probably serves you right, Teo.
You really can
rub these the winter months in pretty hard on us, man.
But I'll tell you, man, Chicago's beautiful in the summertime when it's warm.
Yeah, me and Big Will worked together 2 days this week. We poured concrete the last day, boy. Thank God it wasn't hot. As I'm telling you, that would have tore our butt up.
But your weather out there, man, it changes so quick.
I know.
I went back for my birthday in October to a Bears game. Sunday. 82 degrees, beautiful day, man. You could ask for a better day. Went out, had dinner, left Chicago on Tuesday, 32 degrees. I froze my ass off in that airport.
I believe that.
I couldn't believe how fast that weather changed.
I keep a jacket in my truck, Tail. I keep a jacket in my truck and a sweatshirt. Because it could, you know, in Chicago, it could be nice. You leave out in the morning, it'd be nice. And in the evening time, you need to put something like a jacket on, man. It's just like that here.
Man, but you know what, though? I still love Chicago, man. I want to get back there this year for a game.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I'm a big Bears fan. Hey, Drake, tell us about your show coming up, man.
Oh, we got less than a month, y'all. We got August the 2nd and the 3rd, the 3rd annual Big Drag Grudge Race Weekend, featuring a minimum 8-car show, which is a shootout for big tire cars, all 6-second qualified cars, and two qualifiers on Saturday, one qualifier on Sunday morning, and run Sunday. I'm also trying to put together a little tire class or either an all small block class, waiting on one of the local guys around here, which is actually Preacher Boy, to get back with me and let me know did he get the guys together and did they make some sort of a decision on what they're going to do. But, you know, after this week, I won't be able to put that in the show because I won't have enough time to get it all handled. But for those that may be interested in listening, you know, to come to the race, we do have that for them. We're also going to have a money gamblers race. We're going to have a motorcycle gamblers race. And test and tune all day Saturday. Grudge race all day Saturday. Test and tune all day Sunday in between the shootout and things. Grudge racing as well. No clocks. All types of food. Non-alcoholic beverages will be given away, you know, for those that want to eat or have sodas and water. You know, they're welcome to come over by us. We're in the same spot every year, so you know where to come and eat at. On us, we appreciate to have you. Bring your families, your friends, you know, your kids and everything, and just have one good time.
That's good,
Byron Dragway. That's at Byron Dragway in Rockford, Illinois. Actually, it's in Byron. It's 20 minutes out of Rockford, but it's known to be Byron. Everyone calls it, I mean, Rockford. Everyone calls it Rockford, and it is actually the first four-lane drag strip ever made. Each lane is two lanes wide with the pavement of at least a car and a half across. So the margin is real wide on this drag strip. You know, it's a really good, nice facility.
Yeah, it's a good
Hey, Jack,
too.
Let me ask this question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockford, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
is that the same town that was part of the Women's Baseball League in the 40s?
I can't confirm that because I don't
know. Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
This track, Tail, it's a nuclear plant. Like at the finish line, but I mean it's probably a mile away, if not more than a mile away. But as a drag strip, you can stand on the starting line, and you can look, you know, south there, and you see the nuclear plant. The nuclear plant with the smoke and stuff coming out the stacks of the like a volcano.
So if you're saying if I drink the water out there, I might be able to grow about 6-7 inches.
I don't know what the situation would be
yeah,
with the
water.
You
give me a gallon of that,
grow.
Baby. Give me a gallon of that.
6-7 inches.
Yeah, go ahead, Will. I'm sorry.
You grow in between your legs about 6-7 inches, too, so it's a give and give, you know.
And give me 4 gallons.
also, the very clean.
Is that 6 inches,
clean.
Will? Will that 6 inches? It'll put me at 7, baby. So get that water. I'm coming, baby. Get that water ready for me.
Hey, Tao, and another thing, all pretty much 80% pavement, paved parking, nice washrooms, shower. For those that want to stay overnight, they got shower. I mean, it's really nice, man. Track is really, really nice. Family-operated track, and they treat the people really nice there, man.
That's what it's about.
So I like to have all the guys, you know, anyone that can make it. If you guys got any normally aspirated stop suspension cars that's somewhere, I guess you could say in the neighborhood of 3,300 pounds or 3,600 pounds, you might even get you some action. We got a 3,500-pound normal aspirated 10.5-inch tire stock suspension Mopar will be on the grounds.
Wee. I just like how that sounds, man.
All steel, stock interior, windows roll up and down, windshield wipers, turn signal, brake lights, heater box, steel bumper, steel hood, steel deck lid, 10.5-inch tires. No nitrous. Mopar.
You gonna let me dry that?
We got to graduate you. You got to ease into a Mopar. You can't just jump in a Mopar from a kid. There's a process there, bro.
I think you can do it, man. My money's still with you, Will. I'd say you could do it.
Yeah. There you go.
He messed around and stoked that gas and it accelerated too fast and dropped down on that oil pan. See, that's what I'm worried about. We got the wind in.
Oh, okay.
You got to keep your foot on the gas wheel. And Rich, and grab the levers.
I'll bet you Will gets behind the wheel of that car. He gonna drive that car like he fucking stole it. That kid's that car goodbye. He's trucking.
If I get by, hey Taylor, if I get behind the wheel, I'm gonna steal it. I'm gonna be headed home. That car is beautiful,
Matt,
Jack.
Is that not a beautiful car or what?
I'm telling you,
Taylor, it hasn't been anywhere that it hasn't someone tried to buy it. It's where it's at now. I mean, guys that own the chassis shop where it's at now say they ain't seen these guys in there in years. And someone them told them about this Mopar in there with a Hemi in it. And they just everywhere. I mean, everybody's coming from everywhere to see it. Car's beautiful, man. And I'm not saying it because it's ours. It is absolutely a gorgeous car, bro.
Oh, it is, dude. There's no doubt about that.
Original 33,000 miles on the car. So it ain't been patched, paneled, fixed, bondo, none of that. It car's beautiful, bro.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're a Chevy guy or a Ford guy. You can't help but love this car, man. It's absolutely beautiful, man.
Well, if you're anybody that's 45 years or older, you appreciate a car like that, whether it be Chevy, Ford, Pontiac, Buick, you know what the case. I mean, even me being a Chevy, you know, semi-Mopar guy, I like the Buick GSs, you know, the 70 GSs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the 70 GTOs. I never raced them, really, the Oldsmobile. I mean, we're upper in age, and guys, we're liking this stuff that we grew up with. You know, these were cars that we begged our parents to get us one when we got in high school or when we got out of high school. You know what I'm saying? So you got to appreciate it. You know, the old Camaros, you know, the 69s and the 70 Camaros and stuff like that. You know, you just respect those cars because, you know, you're there. You're right there with them.
Heck yeah, man. I still have the same car that I drove in high school.
Well, like
I have
Vega,
a 61
you know,
Thunderbird in my garage.
That Vega that you got, Richard Freeman's got one. I actually just talked to Richard Freeman a couple of days ago. I called him on the cell. You know, I mean, Richard and I are friends. We've been friends a long time, so I got direct contact with him. They were down at the race, you know, going over to Norwalk, and I called Richard. He got that Vega on his website for sale, and I was asking him what did he want for the Vega rolling chassis. I don't know if you've seen that Vega, but he's got an RJ Vega, all steel Vega, with an RJ chassis up under the car. Beautiful, man.
No, I haven't
you
seen
it. You got to go on his website, Elite Motorsports. You know, Richard Freeman, the one that owns the car that Erica Endes drives. That's Richard Freeman. Yeah, he's
Elite
got a
Motorsport?
Like I said. Yeah, Elite Motorsport. Yeah, just go to his website. It may say Dallas Motorsports. If you type in Dallas Motorsports, it'll come back Elite Motorsports.
Okay.
And just type in and go to that Vega. He's got a Vega on there that's so freaking tricking cool, man. And I'm interested in it for the style and pro stock.
Right. Hey, Drag, did you get that picture I sent you?
Not yet. I haven't. See, when I'm on the phone like this, I can't receive anything. But once I get off, it'll give it to me.
Oh, okay. Tell me if you remember that car.
Okay. When I get off, I'll check it out. You know,
I want to see that Mopar run, man.
It should be good, Tayo. I'm telling you, man. We got the suspension back up under it. We got the rear up under it, and we set it on the ground, dude. You know, it's been a long time since I've had a car we built where you can actually push the rear of it down. I mean, one man could push it down, and then the shocks take effect, and it eases it back up slow, man. I mean, the car should work its butt off, you know.
Yeah. I'm still looking for my A100. I've been going crazy looking for one.
Well, you gotta type that in. You type it in on the internet. There's a lot of things you'd be surprised that you can't find. If you type it in on the internet, it'll come up, you know.
Well, you know what? It comes up. You know what comes up? The little red
What's
wagon
that?
Comes up. All these other, it's like, I even put them up for sale. Some of the vans come up, but I'm going to find it. I would take, I'm looking for a 67 is the one I want.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the 67s had the 318s in them.
Uh-huh.
Or if I can find a 65, 66 with a V8 in it, I'd be happy to. But I really want the 67.
There's a, I was doing some Mopar, looking up some Mopar stuff, trying to get a little history on them, and I typed in, what was it, Cars Unlimited or something that I typed in, and I got a website. And this particular website has just all the different makes and models of cars, the years, by years, all of them are by years, and the ones off for sale. And I tell you what I did find, I don't know if you remember Bob Marshall back in the 80s used to run Superstock. You got to remember him. He had that Mopar called Dodge Material. You remember it used to have Dodge Material roll on the side of 65 Coronet?
It was, blue,
And, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Bob Marshall.
Yeah.
It's a guy, if you go to his website, it's a guy in Canada that has that original Hemi car with a Hemi in it right now. He wants like 58 grand for it, which really ain't a bad deal. You know, if a person was looking for an actual factory Hemi car, the car got aluminum fenders on it, all the trick stuff on it, man. He's got that car for sale in Canada. It's the original old documented Bob Marshall Superstock car.
Wow. You know,
so you gotta You got to type in some of them sites and just, you know, just keep scanning. That's what I do, Theo. That's why I find a lot of stuff that I get. You know, a lot of times I go to bed early. I'm up at 2 or 3 in the morning. I get on the Internet, you know, and just keep going to the car stuff, and finding out a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, I've been trying to find one of those for a few years now.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Milan that takes his truck to Milan. It's black. I think it's got like red headlights, or and I don't know the guy's name, but I really like it. I don't think it's a real fast car. I'm not worried about that. I want it to be more of an everyday little street car.
I got you.
I really like those trucks, man. You know, but as a kid, I was a fan of the little red wagon too.
Yeah.
You know, I love that thing, that wheel standard.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We all did.
Yeah. Then they try to do the ones out here, where they had the Knott's Berry Farm wagon was a wheel standard and all these. I'm like, nah, they're not the same.
Yeah, well, back in the day, you know, these guys had real cars that they did the wheel standard with. Nowadays, they have cars built strictly for that. You know, those older days, like the original Little Red Wagon and the Chevy Rebellion and the Hell on Wheels.
Hemi
you
Under
know,
Glass.
Hemi Under Glass and all those guys. Those was real cars, you know, and those guys was, they was just praying, hoping and praying that they could make it down straight. But nowadays, them things, they got certain levers and stuff that keeps them in the middle of the track.
Yeah. They're always cool to watch.
Yeah, I'm okay with all of that stuff, but you know, I don't knock the jet cars and stuff. I don't knock them. Not that I care to watch them, but I don't knock them because it is, you know, exhibition for racing. But the problem that I do have with them is that they run them at the wrong time. You know, they run them while competition is still going on. And everybody knows that those things, you know, they oil the track down with kerosene, you know, and it makes it slippery. So that's
diesel.
My hang-up about them. Right. Yeah.
You know,
so that's the,
they don't realize
that's the
that
downside. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's stuff you're supposed to do, like, after the races are done.
Right, or either if the crowd is gone, you know, going to leave and not going to be there the duration of the race, you'll have an intermission time, you know, where you run the exhibition stuff and then re-prep the track, you know what I'm saying? But don't run these things down, you know, right in the heart of some serious racing, and then you send these fast cars behind them, you know, the outcome ain't going to be good.
Yeah, I like those cars. I remember the old Green Mamba. They were cool. You know, when Orange County was bumping out here, they always had 64 funny cars every other weekend. You know, and it was that's what I loved going to see, man.
Yeah.
I love them funny cars.
Well, when we were kids, that was when the funny cars were the coolest to me. You know, the US 30 had a thing they called Cavalcade of Stars, and all even the West Coast guys, you know, all those guys from down in California, including John Force and all of those, you know, TV Tommy Ivo and all those guys, they used to come here all the time. You know, Fred Grosky, you know, all of those guys used to race at US 30, man. And we used to get a chance to see them every week pretty much because they had something going on with funny cars all the time.
Now, US 30 is in Indiana?
Yes.
Remember I kept telling you that when I kept thinking 131 was the shirt I had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember talking about that.
I'm starting to think it was 30, US 30.
Yeah, it was US 30. US 30 was like the most known drag strip, you know, in the Midwest ever. Anywhere.
Because it was around a field. I mean, it's like you drove down the road, and then you turn, I think, left, and then the track's right there. It's like right off the road.
Yeah, right off of Route 30. You've been there.
Yeah.
Actually, the track is still there, Tayo. The two lanes are still there. The return road's still there. The tower's gone. The Goody Shack actually still standing where you used to buy the VHT and the shoe polish and the T-shirts and, you know, whatever, spark plugs and things that they sold. It's still standing as of a couple of years ago, the last time I was there. But for a person that's on the line and they want to know anything about it, just go online and type in US 30 drag strip. And I promise you, they'll give you a whole night of literature on that track. Cars, pictures, you know, articles, everything about that place and all the people that participated.
What happened to the track? Why'd it close down?
Well, what happened was they rented it out to a guy around here, and he let it close up and it had like some sort of a grandfather clause that it wasn't supposed to be closed over a certain amount of time, and that happened, and the people in the all the new people growing around, the neighbors and things like that, building properties around and growing around there, they was against the track reopening, so didn't have allowed it to open. It closed in 83, I think it was.
Wow. '83, maybe. No, it's just that track it seems so familiar to me.
Yeah, it was. I tell you, dude, it was really a bigger part of us. You know, I'm sure Will can contest to that, and any of the guys that, you know, from the Midwest around this area that ran that track, man, it was a place became a part of us.
When, I'm trying to think. I know I was on this track, and I started driving the funny car in 83, and I know we went back east, did a lot of racing. It had to have been then when we were there.
Yeah, I think it closed in 83 or 84, one or two. If we had O'Reilly on the line, he could tell us because I think he knows more about it, but Just call, just type it in, Taylor. It'll tell you when it closed. I'm pretty sure. Let's see, 83. You know,
Orange County closed down in 83.
Huh?
Orange County closed down in 83 also.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
It wasn't at 84 right after the Nationals?
It no, they ran that. They did run that AHRA Nationals there, and then it, I think the track stayed open another year or so after the American Hot Rod Nationals. It, you know, I'm not gonna tell you it wasn't because it could have been, but it was 83 or 84 or 30 close.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was just right off the road.
Yeah, it was right off of Route 30 on, I forget the name of that street, the side street now.
I mean, but it wasn't even 100 yards away from that road.
It was about maybe about 500 feet off the, 500 feet off of the Route 30. Yep.
Wow. That's too bad. A lot of good tracks shut down.
Yeah, I would rather have that place than Route 66, bro. And Route 66 is a state-of-the-art drag strip, you know. It's like one of the nicest drag strips in the country. But I'd rather have US 30.
It's all about the history, man. I think that's what makes a track.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, man, we used to go up back east. There's another track by Indianapolis where they have the U.S. National.
Yeah, that's Indy. Yeah, that's we go there every year. I go.
See, the last time I was there, I want to say it was 85 or 86, when they had a Super Chevy show out there.
Mm-hmm. We were there. And we were there running.
The place was packed.
Oh, yeah. Indy has selective races, but they also have a grudge race program, too. But they have selected races, and they pretty much be booked in. You know, they have the NMCA, the finals for NMCA there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go to Indy every year that Friday night of the before the National. Well, it is the National, but the Friday night before you know, the weekend qualifying, they run the superstock car, the Hemi cars. And I've always done that for years. I go every year on that Friday because they have what they call a superstock shootout for all the Hemi cars. There's only Hemi cars in there. There's no Chevys, no Fords, all Mopars with Hemis in them. And actually, Jig Coughlin, he drives one of the cars, you know, that Jessel. That cooler that's sponsored by Jessel, he's in there. You know, there's quite a few of them. So it's a really good show, man, to watch those full body cars go 850, 840 on the motor, you know.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, man, a lot of history back there. It's like back in the old days,
man.
Everybody came out west to race because that's where the money was.
Yeah.
And started shutting things out down here. They shut down the original Irwindale, Ontario, Orange County. Like, we had five tracks within an hour away from me all the way around. The furthest you would travel was an hour to a track.
Wow.
Gone. Everything gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
Hey, they just said there was a crash out in Texas, but they're cleaning it up now. And Donnie is in the lanes.
Oh, do you know who was in the accident?
No, it was a Mustang, black Mustang with flames on it. Local guy.
He's okay?
He didn't get hurt or nothing, did he?
Yeah, no, they say he's all good.
Good.
Now, it's midnight out there in Texas.
No. I think they're an hour behind them.
Behind.
From what I understand about in Texas, don't them dudes can run to 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. They don't even bother.
Oh, so they don't care about time out there?
No, that's not before they didn't. Them guys run to 3 o'clock in the morning before.
Yeah,
I went to Texas. I went to Texas RC racing. We didn't start until 8 o'clock. Them guys, they race late out down there. They would just be too hot to do anything, so they just start everything when the sun go down.
Right, right. That's how they do in Arizona down there with Clyde and them. They don't start racing until nighttime because it'd be so hot during the day.
Right, right. Yeah, we raced at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, RC cars, but it was nice.
Yeah, when we go to Vegas, when they have the July race and the August race out there, we don't start racing till 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's still over 100 degrees.
I know. Right, I went to Vegas to drop a car off one time, Theo, and I had never been on the strip. So I went down the strip after I delivered the car to the guy, just to, so I could say I'd been in Vegas and down the strip, right? I remember looking at the clock on the truck I was driving. It was 10 minutes to 1. And it was still 114 degrees outside, but it was no humidity.
No.
Yeah.
Greg, when I did the pink pull out in Vegas, it was in September when we did it.
Uh-huh.
And going into my last pass of the night, which was probably about 10, 11 o'clock, it was 106 degrees.
Wow.
In September.
Wow.
Yeah, man, they
got to
run those
side
racers.
You need an engine chiller down there.
Oh, man.
Right.
Well, you know, I've been building all these little self-made air conditioning units.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get a little advantage. I saw it on Facebook where the guy did the bucket, an orange bucket, and he put three holes in it and had the fan on top and put it on solar. And it works pretty nice.
On solar?
Yeah, on solar power.
Wow.
But listen to this. I did one better. And I saw this. So you take the fan that stands up like, you know, in the corner. It's like a three legs. So I took the screen off the front. Got quarter inch brass tubing.
Mm-hmm.
Ran it around the outside all the way and coiled it in. And then took the one piece and went out the straight out the system.
Uh-huh.
Then you freeze like a 1 gallon milk, you know, the milk jugs with ice.
Uh-huh.
You put it in the cooler. Mm-hmm. You put water in the cooler. And you put a little submersible pump in it. You run the fan, because it's 12 volt, and the little water pump. I put the fan in the plug. I plugged it in the wall. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I put the water, the pump, on the solar panel.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it takes the cold water, goes through the brass tubing, and then it comes back into the bucket, and it circulates. When you turn the fan on, it blows that cold air from that tube out. Dude. That sucker blows cold. 43 degrees.
43?
Almost 43 degrees.
That's pretty good. That's pretty cold because even my chiller won't get the engine under like 58 degrees.
The cool thing about it is you have that that frozen ice in the water, and all it's doing is just circulating that water, that cold water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only going to last maybe... maybe 5 hours, 6 hours.
Yeah.
So I think it eventually melts down.
The block will melt, yeah.
It again.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about taking that on the road, cool the car down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this guy, he builds all of this shit and puts it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, I gotta try that shit. I cannot believe how cold it blows. And the brass tubing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you touch it, it's like cold
yeah.
going through it.
Hmm.
But I run the clear tube with the quarter
mm-hmm.
inch. Inside diameter, when I put on the brass, and I just get hose clamps, clamp them down, and you just get all the air out of the line, and it works nice.
Cool.
Now I just got to figure out how to run it all on solar, because the panel that I have, it's only a 15 amp. I can put the battery in there and let the panel charge the battery and run it off a 12-volt battery.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll run real nice. Or I just leave it on the, let the solar just work that pump.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That little bucket in my son's room. He loves it. Well, I'm
man,
glad you're still
pretty late, huh?
What's that?
The show been on for how many hours? 3 hours?
Yeah. Usually it goes off. It would end about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Terry, you ain't heard nothing?
Hey, did Terry never take their car down there?
Huh?
No, Terry's not down there.
Oh, Terry ain't down?
No, but he...
Oh, geez, I thought he was down there.
No, he in connection with somebody down there, I think.
He be going, though. He be going to some live races.
Yeah, he been moving around.
That stuff will wear you down, boy.
And I talked to Frank the other day. He said he's trying to get ready for your race, Dre.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, I know Mike's going to have Mitch's car done for the muscle car race this weekend.
Oh, really?
The red Camaro.
Okay.
So maybe it's like the next one line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Will, do you still have that car that you had in Lena?
Yeah, I still have it. I took the motor out of it, put it in my buddy's car.
Oh, okay.
Get it ready. Yeah. I'm trying to get Drag to lend me one of his motors to put in my car. You know, he's sort of funny acting.
You want to put a cracker motor in there?
Man, I put anything. I put a Volkswagen motor in there. I just want to get out.
I got one more 426 Hemi over there. You want to put it in now?
No, I don't think so. I might. My
well, that's all I got,
man. Bag.
Well, if you want to take the small block, I got 69 in the garage.
If you let me get the motor out of it, you won't move that boot out the way so I can take the motor out the 69.
I've been telling you to take. You won't even put the engine horse together, will you?
I don't need no engine horse to put pull no motor out. I'm
man, you had me. You had me carrying all the bags of concrete, got dog. I was wore out.
That knee was swollen.
That was swollen like a dog on bowling ball.
Man, 80-pound bags of concrete. We had 42 80-pound bags of concrete. That ain't no
yes,
joke.
Sir. If a joker don't think it is, tell him to try. And we ain't got no mixer. We mix them by hand. We mix them by hand in a wheelbarrow. That's something I think we didn't put no work in.
And then
a lot of the job is carrying the concrete over there where it's got to be put in at.
Right. That's the biggest part of the work.
Yeah, carrying the bags is worse.
Yes, sir.
You ain't kidding.
Man, God, dog, it was, four of us, five of us?
Five.
Well,
five.
We had one finisher. We had one finisher. We had two guys doing the mixing. We had two guys carrying the concrete. And not only was I carrying the concrete, I had to form up the doggone area. So I got to form up and everything.
Well, we was getting it in.
We got it in, partner. Got dog. We did a lot. We're going to really see something this week. When we go back this week, form work ain't going to have to be as hard. You know what I'm saying? Because we got something already made, this form, or we got to just run the forms across the front.
Right.
And then we ain't got to see another part that takes a while is to get the pitch, you know. But we got the pitch correct now, so we can just go straight across the front. You know, it'll all match up from end to end.
Right.
You know, man, I did my share of that stuff, man. Every time I walk on a sidewalk, I think somebody busted their ass right here.
You ain't lying, man. You got that's the real work there, partner.
Shoot. That's right.
I'm sitting here shaking my head, remembering back in the days where we had to do all the rebar, tie it all up.
Oh, that was even worse. You got to haul it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I used to work for an environmental company.
Oh,
we had to lay the slab. And the project manager says, well, it's something that we can mix. I go, what's this wee stuff? You get a truck out there. We ain't mixing shit. You get that truck, we'll spread it out. But you get that truck to come dump it because we ain't doing shit.
The thing of it is, that area where we working at, Teo, it ain't really, it's not smart to bring a truck in because in the back and then, you know, after so many minutes, they start charging you by the minute. You know what I'm saying? And this is kind of like some footwork. You got to work. You got to walk back there and get it in. Now, once we've done, when we get all the way to the end, we got a section that we can bring the truck and let them put put a couple chutes on it, and we can, you know, it'll be all easy work in. You know, all we got to do is spread it. But for right now, we got another day and a half or 2 days of work. You know, just flat out labor. Big Will be telling the boss, got dog, what he ain't gonna do. Go get him a seat. Boss can't do nothing.
Man, I be trying to tell him, I ain't used to that, man. I ain't no laborer.
Hey, that just grabbed him one of them 80-pound bags. He started out, he started out at 5'7", 5'8", however tall he is. When he made it back there where that concrete needed to be, that jerk was about 5'1". He lost 6 inches.
Man, you guys would probably have to lift over rocks to find me. I'd be underneath them.
dude, we had the terrain. We had to get around trees and.
No deal.
But we got it. We got it, though. We got it. It's going good now.
I guess they ain't drag walking back there with 280 pounds on each on one on each shoulder. I was like, man. But by the end of the day, it wore on them, baby. That my knee was hurting like a.
That's all was throwing
you know
like
what?
A bowling ball.
What you think about is like 80 pounds, all that's nothing. Well, once you carry a few bags, every bag
man.
Doubles.
You ain't lying.
Shoot.
Yeah, that's that dead weight, too. And that little bag, that's what makes it hard. It's that little short bag. Man, that's
man, I told him to talk that booster, let him Richard grab him, try it. And then you got to, they mixing big wheel and mixing it. Then they got to shovel it out and put it in a bucket. Then they got to transfer the bucket over to the doggone, the finisher. Man, that's some real work there, partner. They think it ain't. Come on, we going to pay them to come help us.
Right.
That's just, when I would come home and we had to pour concrete, I can't, right? I got a couch. But at the time, my wife, she would say, you know, we're going to eat about 15 minutes. Unless you're putting that spoon in my mouth, I ain't lifting shit. I'm going to sleep right here.
I took a hot bath. God, dog, it was 75 degrees outside. I took a hot bath. Not no shower, nothing. I took a hot bath. Man, God, dog, I was aching. I got another day and a half of it, though. And then it's smooth sailing because the rest of it's going to be truck work.
I tell you, man, I don't miss that shit at all.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, we got to get it in.
Well, yeah, I would love to tell you I'd come out there and help, but
I tell you what, we have a lot of fun. For the most part, we don't work all that hard, but we get that there got us working the hardest. We done had to work because of where it's at and the way you got
to
get it.
Oh, I'd like to be a fly on the wall there when you guys are doing this, man, because I think it'd be hysterical.
Oh, man, we be having a ball, though. We be laughing and acting crazy. I mean, the time goes by.
Yeah.
And at the place where we at, We got chairs all in the garage. We sit in the garage. We got a 69 Camaro and a 71 SS Chevelle sitting in the garage.
Mm. Yeah, those A-bodies. My buddy's doing one right now. He's got a 69.
Yeah, I like the 69. My best year is a 70. But I don't, you know, I had a 70 for a long time. I like the 70 for more than any of them. Then my next one after that is a 69. I like the 69 and the 70 the most, but I like the 70 more than the 69.
Now, listen to this. I'm going to tell you a story. This is a funny but sad story. Now, my ex-father-in-law owned a boat yard and or all the sailboats and fishing boats, and they come in, they do the bottom. Well, one of his clients was Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Wilson had, and he's the original owner of the car, a 1968 SS-396 convertible.
Chevelle?
Which he sold to my ex-father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, years later, when I come into the picture, I see the car, and I'm all excited about this car. And I'm like, where'd you get this car at? And he tells me the story. He says, mm-hmm. When my son gets his license, I'm going to give him this car. Mm-hmm. I said, you're going to give a 16-year-old a 1968 Super Sport convertible Chevelle with a 396 in it. Is there something wrong with you? Are you serious? Don't worry about it. 2 weeks after he got his driver's license, him and his friends get drunk, go around a turn, nail it, car goes sideways, right into a light pole.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That thing didn't track straight. It was probably about maybe a foot off. And I just when I heard about it, I just laughed.
Mm.
This car was beautiful. It had the in-dash tack. Yeah, I mean, it had everything. What a great car, man. And I think it was either the 325 or the 350 horse motor. It wasn't the 375. But still, man, I mean, that car ran nice. Why would you give a car like this to a kid? Give it to me.
Yeah, I see. You probably still have it.
Yeah, and that car, well, he got the frame straightened, but, you know, the car was never the same.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know what he did with it. I think he eventually sold that because I think when he gave it back to his kid, he wrecked it again.
Oh, man.
Like, man, not.